So we're going back to the Gemara, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Lema Ketanoi. Avar V'Yukdan Pasul, Vivri Rav Elazar Rav Sar. Hacham Machshirim. So Avrua, so the Gemara says, the Kuli Amul Levein Sar Chaget. So there's no din, so there's no psul of Tassalam and Asai, right? Dintim Salam at Sar Chaget, Lo Yalfin Lul of Nisuka. So there's no din of what? Of Tassalam and Asai. Okay. So, my love, Barkum, if we demand the Pasal Savar, meaning Yejdich Yetzel Mitzvahs. Amand the Machshir Savar, Lo Amrinu Yejdich Yetzel Mitzvahs. Okay? So the Gemara wanted to say that that's the very Machlekes. So the Gemara says, look, the Kuli Amal Amrinu Yejdich Yetzel Mitzvahs. That no one holds from. Vacha Bemele Fluv Misukah Kamiflegi. They are arguing whether there's an equation between sukkah and luluf and sukkah. Mar sava yafin luluf misukkah, and therefore it's tasla manasi. Mar sava lo yafin luluf misukkah, and it's not tasla manasi, right? The boy say ma isfiru on luluf tzarech. I got the kol yam yafin luluf misukkah. Vacha ba luluf tzarech eged kamiflegi ubeplukta dan tanoi. Okay, whether you need eged or not. Okay, so question was, what is this Gemara about? I mean, what's the Havmin and what's the Maskana? What's the purpose of it? And the Gemara knew right away all the possibilities, right? Gemara wants to say, the first question I have to ask is, why is it better to say Yesh Dichli or Ein Dichli? That's the Machlokes. Okay, anybody want to?
Yeah.
The reason is because the Mishnah, you're limiting the Mishnah. In other words, you're saying that it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Machlokes is a subdivision of Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not universal. So you have to say, so you're limiting the case in the Mishnah. That's not a good thing. The Gemara doesn't like to say, Achab Mayaskin. If you have to, you have to. But if you don't have to, you don't have to. So the Gemara says that's why the Gemara thought that it's better to interpret the Machlokes in the Mishnah in terms of not Rabbi Yehuda, according to everybody. Okay? Yesh dicha eitzel mitzvahs or ein dicha eitzel mitzvahs. Then it'll come out according to everybody. Okay? So it's more universal. More universal. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, no. Everybody holds Ein Dichei Eitzel Mitzvahs. And they're arguing one of the two machlokes. Okay, so what's the maskana of Gemara? The Gemara held that Yesh Dichei Eitzel Mitzvahs is a novel idea, conceptually. And that's why the Gemara said it's a suffix. Right? Remember we interpreted it that way. So the Gemara's question is like this. You have two possibilities. You have the possibility to introduce a novel idea and say one mandama holds Yesh Dichei Eitzel Mitzvahs, and that's Machlokes, right? Or you have the other option of not making an akimta in the Mishnah, which is smoother in terms of textual, right? So the Gemara wanted to know, the Gemara was weighing the Svara. In other words, is this Svara so novel that I would reject the simple interpretation of the Mishnah and force an Akimta that it's a subdivision of Machlokes and Rabbi Yehuda, not a general principle? Right? Or is it such a novel idea that I would reject? I mean, I said that way, or the other way. It's not such a novel idea. And therefore, I should go by the smoothness of the Mishnah instead of limiting the case.
In other
words, Yesh Dichei Eitzel Mitzvahs is a novel idea. So the Gemara is weighing the novelty of the idea against interpreting the Mishnah, limiting the Mishnah. So if you say it's not a novel idea, so I would say that the Mishnah is not a subdivision of Rabbi Yehuda, because you're limiting the case. right? You have to make an akimta. So that's why. So that's why I shouldn't say it. I should rather say yesh dichli etzel mitzvahs is a machlekes, okay, and not limit the case to a subdivision of Rabbi Yehuda, okay, or to the old question of whether tzarech haged or ain't tzarech haged, okay, because it's better not to limit the case. But if the idea is too novel, so then I would limit the case. So that's what the Gemara is weighing, the novelty of the idea. So the Gemara is concluding, no, I'd rather, the idea is a very novel one, and I would rather say that we should limit the case. That's what this Gemara is doing. Right. They're weighing the theoretical novelty of the idea. Do you follow? I think, I don't know, and this thing follows very well, because the Gemara says it's a suffix. Even though there was no need to say it's suffix. Right?
But we mentioned that it doesn't always seem to do
it.
Like,
the Gemara knew right away you can't prove it. So it's not a mechanical thing. They're weighing the svara. How valid is the svara? Or is it too novel so we should avoid it? That's those are the two ways. Yeah, and in other words, another thing we didn't mention was the final pshat in the Gemara. There was zekeli vaveo. It's mitzvah, and vimlog does kosher. So the Gemara says it can't come out of kontra bita. Can't come out of kontra racham. So the Gemara says no, really, it's kontra racham that it's kosher. But what? But it's because zekeli vaveo. That's the mitzvah, right? So we said the mitzvah. It's in the ma'isa mitzvah, the ma'isa lekicha. But that's machlokes rishonim, the Rambam and Rashi. And Avri Pesachim. The reason why you don't eat matzah Erev Pesach is because you should eat matzah L'Teyavon. So Rashi says Hidur Mitzvah. So Rashi holds that Hidur Mitzvah is in the Maisa too. The Rambam says it's Chibuv Mitzvah. Because he holds Hidur needs a Chefza. So it explains a little bit why Rashi says Vanveyu Hisno Elefonov. It's not Elefonov implies a Maisa. I think that's why I was wondering where Rashi says it's not Elefonov. Everybody knows Zekei Leveil. And he doesn't say it's not Elefonov mitzvahs. It's not Elefonov. So Rashi holds it's not Elefonov implies in the Maisa. When you're doing the Maisa mitzvah, you should be Misnoah in the way you do it. See, but the Ram disagrees. Ram also says, so according to Ram, you've got to learn that the Cheftza Shaloshana is a Hidur. Cheftza Shaloshana is a Hidur. Okay. Question is, the sugya is on Mem Zayin on the base. Oreg Beged Lameis. So, Bayam Arosa Rav Ramamuta, Bayam Arosa Azmanim Milsi, Rav Ramamuta Lav Azman Lav Milsi. So Rashi says, we're trying to understand Rashi. Azmanish Azmino Lakach Venikra Shema Mesalov. Milsahi Kilu Karchobo. So Rashi's explaining what Azman is. So Azman is that the Shem, it has a shame Beged Shalmeis. Because Rashi doesn't understand how does Azmana work as a halachic factor. Well, what's the halachic factor in Azmana, right? So he says no, because it creates a shame of Beged Shalmeis. So according to Abaya that holds his Osir, he holds that the shame Beged Shalmeis is the Osir Banah. Okay. That's what Rashi means. And now, Kilu Karchobo, what does Rava hold? What does Rava maintain? No. It's not the shame. The shame is not enough to create Isur Yana. But what do you need? Tashmish. You have to actually be Mishtamish with the Lameis. That's what Rashi says. Kilu Karchobo. That you Mishtamish with the Mace. The beggar was Mishtamish with the Mace. So that's the Machlekes. Azmana Milsi, Azmana Lav Milsi. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Because he wants to say that you're not adding anything to it by tashmish.
So what's the most terms? It sounds like he's saying really like it needs to be tashmish. This is like the same steps.
Because if you didn't make it for him and
you just were, like he says, he's showing you. See, Rashi also explained the Gemara Hazmana as opposed to what. Which is the case that everybody admits? Karchaba. So hazmana is keilu karchabo, because the osir in karchabo is not really the fact that it's nishtamish, but the fact that it acquires a shame, beged shel meis. So he's unifying.
Sfarim
the machlokas. That's exactly. Exactly. When Rashi is keilu karchabo, Rashi doesn't mean to say that he's universalized, he's unifying his theory. It's the same thing. There's no difference. It's not like that karchabo is one case, and now this is another case. It's a universal. The universal is the kriyas shame is the osir. Okay. Why isn't it attached to the sasser? Why isn't that? A question we're asking is, egla rufa is hazmana mitzvah, and avodas kovim is not hazmana mitzvah. So why does the Gemara say this? Shnei ksuvim amakishim zozu. Either hazmana is milsi, hazmana lav milsi. As the kaimelon, you redusa lanachal eson, he os rasa, right? So let's see a question. If you just had that halacha, would you say hazmana and milsi? That's halacha and egla rufa. It's not do asmana. It's just halacha. It's many halachas. You don't come along and don't say it's asmana. I mean, that's halacha. Redussel and nachalei. So there's an osir. It's exerus a kosef. Okay. But if you have sham sham to Miriam, so then what does redussel and nachalei have to do with orig beged lemeis? So that shows that the reason why you redussel and nachalei is osrasa is asmana. You see? And the same thing is true by Avodah Zarah. If you'd say, the Allah is Oma Bayez El Avodah Zarah is Mutter. Shein Hegdish Lor is what I say, Azman Alav Nulsi. That's Allah. It's Exeris HaKasas, Allah. It's not new Azman. Can't push an Azman, because why? Because it's a preparation. Well, I mean, it's like time of the crow. So, the only reason it's a revelation on Hazmana is because of what? Because of Sham Sham. Sham Sham renders it Hazmana, otherwise there's nothing in common.
Isn't that circular?
Circular? Why? Zera Shav Misinai Sham Sham. Question is, which is the Sham? Which Sham? Yeah, for instance, Machlekes whether we didn't do this one either actually. So now Machlekes by Lekicha by Aged. So do you learn that from Lekachtam Aguda Seizov or not? Right. So what's Gemara says one mandama says you have Lekicha from Ezov. The other mandama is less like Lekicha. So what was it? A Machlekes in Masora. I mean, you could say you learn Machlekes in Masora. But actually, you could say it's machlekes and svar. It's machlekes and svar. Why? Why? Because the question is like this. By Ezov, the question is the agudas Ezov, right? Let's say, how many, let's say it was three?
Yeah,
three. So the question is, if he took each one individually, would he be yotzei the mitzvah? Or do I say that individually, that's not agudas, that's not the Ezov? So if the reason why it has to be agudas Ezov is to enhance the Lekicha, but if he took it separately, it would still be the kim of agudas Ezov. So then you learn out Lekicha from there to Dalminim, right? But if you say that agudas Ezov is an entity of three, and one is nothing, so you can't learn that from Lekachtam Agudas Ezov. Because over here, each min is a separate min. Right?
There's an idea of a bundle.
If you say, because Ezov, they're all the same. So the question in Ezov is, the fact that they're all the same, does that mean that one is nothing? Or one is one component of the three? So the cumulative is three, but one is also something. So if you say that one is also something, so then the reason why it's a Gudas Ezov is Allah in the Maisa Lekicha. Okay, to facilitate Lekicha. So then I can learn out from Ezov to Dalaminim. But if I say that a Gudas Ezov, since they're all the same, it's nothing until you have a bunch, so then it has nothing to do with Lulav. So you see, so sometimes, so you see there can be machlokis in svara, and machlokis in svara, gzereshava in svara. You could say like this, that would, how do you have machlokis and gzereshava? Why didn't you say one person was makabel gzereshava, right? So why aren't you makabel from him? Why is he a bad person? So why aren't you makabel from him? So the answer is like this. The answer is the reason why the other person is not makabel is because in svara it doesn't make any sense. So he's not bound to that masara.
He could accept it if he hears the svara.
That's right.
That's like in the
that's
Kabbalah, in Kabbalah and the Kabbalah.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes there, yeah. That's where it could be a good svara. But the machlokas in the gzereshava is could be one had the gzereshava. And the other one said, but this is in svara, it doesn't make any sense. So if it doesn't make any sense, so he's not bound by it. He goes by his svara. But the other one, there's a din misora, so the one that receives it from his Rebbe has to accept it. Because that's Allah of misora.
When is it
a din misora? That's what Rashi says in the Yud Aleph on Beis in Sukkah, right? And in Dung Zeshav Lassmol, I'm killed my Rabbah Moshe Rabbeinu. But if you, yeah, so then he asked him to couple. Because his Rebbe's saying, this is exactly from Moshe Rabbeinu. But if I'm not as a Talmud, I say it's a mistake. It's a mistake, doesn't make any sense.
Talmud, from even if he doesn't understand, he asked
him to couple. Yeah. In Kabbalah, the Im is where there's a tshuva, which means it's not necessary, but it's not objectionable. So therefore, I could accept, that's why it says in Kabbalah, the it makes sense. And it doesn't have to be Mirabo. But with the Svara, but you see the high value that the halachic system places on Svara. That even if there is a Mesorah on Klal Yisrael, but if for you, your mind tells you it can't be, so you have a right to say it's a mistake. Somehow it's a mistake. Okay, but over here, there was a Gzeres Shavah. The question was where to apply it in Svara. So you see, everything boils down to Svara now. All right. So let's go a little further. Okay, so 1 second before we do that, let's really understand the Yeridusel and Nachalisa. What's the case? In other words, why are the two cases analogous? Yeridusel Nachalisa and Hios Rasa, right? So what's that got to do with Asmanas? What's in common between that and between Oreg Begelames? Seem as nothing. I mean, Avarzar, you could say, okay, he called it, says Asmana, whatever. But over here, it seems to be a whole different thing. You read Dussel and Achalesa. What does it have to do with Asmana? The Pasuk says, V'horidu ziknei o'ir ahi eso eglo el nachalesa asher lo yoveh b'v'lo yizorea v'orfu shom eso eglo manocha. Right? So why do you have to have v'horidu? What if you found it there? Wouldn't be good. So you see that the Yerida to Nachaleson renders it an Eglah of Nachaleson, which means that now it's defined as a Shem Ed Arufa. So you see the Kriyas Shem is the Oser.
If it just happened to be there, it wouldn't have a
Shem of Nachal.
That's why I need the
Yerida. So the Yeridus Kaveya, now this is an Eglah of Nachalesan. And what is an Eglah of Nachalesan? That's an Eglah Rufa. So Shem Eglah Rufa will be Chal the moment that they're moderated to Nachalesan. Okay? Yeridus on Nachalesan, yes, Rasa.
That's a real shame.
When Rash is saying Hegdish Lavarazar, it means I'm a Russell Agvokum, see Russell Lehegya. So by Hegdish, the designation itself creates the Rishus. So over here, When he says bias al avodah zarah, it's also designation, but the designation doesn't result in the yisr. So you see, even though the shame is chal, but still it's designated. The shame is chal. Still in all, we say that there's no yisr. So it's the same thing like a bias mana lemeis, where the shame of the beged is a beged shel meis.
It
means in din.
There's no halacha.
It's not chal.
Why should the Amir?
And that's what Rashi is trying to say. Okay.
So the idea is that the don't emerge from the designation.
Right, the shame emerges by avodah zarah from the designation, just like the shame emerges by an hegdish. But in hegdish it's chal, and it's nesa. But by avodah zarah, the shame doesn't do anything. That's what Rashi means. Ein hegdish l'avodah zarah means halachically, even though it has a shame of designation, because that you can't change. That's the fact that it has a shame of designation. But the designation does nasa. So that's equivalent to hazmana. So it shows you hazmana lav nolsi. Okay. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is that. So what does it mean? So it means that if I learned that from Egla Rufa, so I would be able to derive an Oser only where the Hazmana inheres in the Chefza. But now you're trying to derive an Oser where the Hazmana doesn't inhere in the Chefza, that's becoming Nesar. The Hazmana inheres in a Chefza, which should be Mitzaref to the Mace, because of your Das. But it doesn't inhere in the Guf Hadavar, which is the Oser. So the question is, so that's correct. It only inheres in the Meshamshim. And the Meshamshin, you have to go via Yadas to the Gufa Dover. So what does, the question is, so what does Abaya hold? And that would seem to be an irrefutable difference. No, because then, in other words, Rav would hold that you can't, once the equation is gone, like we said last week, so then there's no more Hazmona. It's not Machmas Hazmona anymore. That's not the way Xerisho is going. Xerisho is going from, is not going from Egla Rufa, going to Rava. That's not Hazmona altogether. The reason why the Egla Rufa becomes Nesar is with Din and Egla Rufa. It's not a Din and Hazmona.
So isn't he learning from Shamsham?
$5
Rava, right? That Rava doesn't want to learn from Egla Rufa because he says that it's Gufa Kedusha, right?
Yeah.
So the question was, what does Abaye say? That's a good kasha. It's Gufa Kedusha. So we worked on it. The final formulation was, I believe, as follows. That if, in other words, what you always have to remember what Rav is saying over here. Rav is saying, he's not saying that the issue of Egla Rufa is because of Hazmana unless he learns the Gzera Sheva. So he's saying the Gzera Sheva wouldn't stand because you're learning two different things. You're learning Mishamshin, the Beged Shel Miriam, Arig Beged Lameis, Tachrichin, from something which is Gufa Kedushin has Hazmana. So you can't learn out from there. If that is Hazmana, in fact, it wouldn't teach you the case of Arig Beged Lameis. Why? Because it only works by Gufa Kedushin. So the question is that what does Abaye say? I mean, that's a powerful kasha. So we answered as follows, that Machlokas, see, Abaye would say like this. Abaye would say that, you see, it's complex. The Isser, the Shema Isser is because the Yeshema Mesa Nikra on the Beged. That's what Hasmana does. It creates a shame HaMeis al HaBeged. But you need a process to be an Oser. The Hasmana is the process which is Oseris. And it creates the shame HaMeis. But you need the process of Hasmana to be an Oser. So the question is, how do you measure the process of Hasmana? So according to Rava, you measure it by the Maisa. So he says the Maisa Hasmana was only done to the thing which contains the Shem Oyser by Egla Rufa. So therefore, you can't learn from that case to a case where you do a Maisa to an extraneous object that is only related to the Shem Oyser. Okay? That's Rava's argument. Abaye maintains that you measure the Hasmana not by the Maisa, but by the Shem Muzman. So if you measure it by the Shem Muzman, so then it doesn't matter whether it's the thing itself, or whether it's which contains the Shem Oyser, or whether it's something which is related to the Shem Oyser. As long as the Shem Muzman Lameis is chal on the Beged, so then the process of Hasmana has been accomplished. You measure the Hasmana through the Shem Muzman. So if that's how you measure the Hasmana, so we say the Hasmana is the same Hasmana that's Oseris. Okay? So the question, the Machlokas is, which category do you use to measure the Din Hasmana? If you use Maisa, so then you could differentiate between when it's done to the thing that contains the Shem Oyser, or it's done to a related thing. But if it's not Maisa, if it's the Shem Muzman in the Chefta, so the Shem Muzman in the Chefta exists equally as well, whether it's a related thing or whether it's not a related thing. If the Shem Muzman is Oseris, so then the Shem exists equally in both cases. So that's how we define the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava. So Rava can't derive from Egla Rufa because he measures it in terms of Maisa. And Abaye can because he measures it in terms of the Shem Muzman. The Shem Muzman doesn't make any difference. As long as the Cheftza has a Shem Muzman, so then it's an Oser. Hasmana has been accomplished, and it's Beged Shel Meis, and it's an Oser. Okay. So we're up to the next piece, correct? What? Somebody want to say Gamar Me'avodas Kochavim?
Abaye my time I look Gamar Me'avodas Kochavim. Amar Lach, midi de Orche, mi midi de Orche Gamrinan, lafuke Avodas Kochavim de Lavorcha.
Okay, so we asked the question here. We said, why does Abaye, since Abaye rejects Egla Rufa, why does he have to learn that Hasmana Lav Milsi? Why doesn't he just say that we have no mucker for Hasmana to be an Oser? Correct?
Yeah.
That was the question we raised yesterday. What do you find a thing like this? That I have to exclude Hasmana to tell you Hasmana Lav Milsa? I mean, the Derech HaLimud is always, you have to bring a raya that the institution exists. So we answered that, so the thing is, the reason is because we know that Tashmishei HaMeis are Nesarim. The only question is it through the Tashmish or is it through the Shem Beged? Because we know Beged Shel Meis is Asar, but we don't know what the definition of Beged Shel Meis is. Is it a Beged Shenishtamish B'Meis? Or Beged Sheyei Shem HaMeis Alav. So that's why the Torah has to show you that it's not the Shem Beged Shel Meis, but it's the fact that it was Nishtamish B'Meis. That's what's the Oseris. So where does he learn that from? So he learns that from Avodas Kochavim. Avodas Kochavim, it's Tashmishei Avodas Kochavim, and the shame is on it, and yet it's nothing, because over there the Kriyas shame, Amir Lugavoa, so it's the same thing by Avodah Zarah. The Amir is considered a Maisa. So there's a Maisa Azmana, and you see that it's not Chau. So you see it's only when you mishtamish with it that it's Chau. And that's exactly what he says. Talmud Hashav Dasham Mitashmish Ve'eloch. So you learn from Avodas Kochavim that it's only Mitashmish Ve'eloch. Okay. All right, so now, what is it? We didn't do, David reminded me, we didn't do Abaya. Abaya my time and Gamma and Avodas Kochavim, Mamalach, Midid Urche, Midid Urche Gamrin, Lafik Avodas Kochavim, Lav Urcha. So what does that mean? Yeah, take Rashi.
Rashi, Midid Urche. Shaderach HaYehudim Lasos came. Avodah Zarah Asura Lavod Aflu B'nei Noach. Hilkach Lo Mitzura Tashmish Dida Bahana'a Bahazmana. Dilma Mahadri Behu. Lo Mishamshi Behu Avodah Kochavim.
Dilma Mahadri Behu. All right, hold on 1 second. So let's try to figure out what is Midid Du Urche. I mean, it's funny, lush from Midid Urche. Shaderach Yudim Lassos came. Avodazara, Surah Lavodaf Lenoach. So he's learning Lav Urche means what? Lav Urche, Midid Urche, Midid Lav Urche. Lav Urche means what, according to him? I changed his mind. Sounds like a balabatish answer. Duma Mahaji Vuvalam and Shamshi Bhavaras Khavam. You know what I mean? Like, what does he have to say that for? It's a funny thing. Lashna Gemara doesn't mashma like him. Because the Gemara doesn't say Dumalo. It says Lav Urcho. And Rashi is trying to fit in the Lav Urcho together with the Lo Mishamshi Bo. It's almost like Rashi saying descriptively, the Torah doesn't want him to be Mazman. The Torah wants him to change his mind. Something like this. That Azmana is a prelude to something. You're being Mazman something. It has an objective.
Yeah.
So where in order to say that in order to say that there's a prelude, you have to make the guy a Rasha. So we don't say that. You don't say that this is a prelude to something evil. Because you have to mason the guy a Rasha, and that we don't do. We say his inner is like the Rambam says in Gittin, that the really everybody wants to do the right thing, wants to do the good, but the Yetzer Hara got a hold of him. So the underlying will is really to do the good. So therefore you can't say it's really Azman over here, because it's against the underlying will. So Hazman is a prelude to something. It's an it's a state which leads to an objective, and we validate that state. But where the state goes against his underlying will, we have to say he's a Rasha. So you have to ascribe an evil intent. We don't really do that. We don't say this is a legitimate. You don't say it's a legitimate prelude, because the underlying will of the guy is really to do good. So it takes away from the character of Azmana. That's what I think it means.
Even if the guy is a Rasha?
No.
Well, we don't. Even if the guy's a Rasha, we say that his underlying ratzon is really to do the good. That's why by get, it's kofen also, Achiyama Rotsani. So the Rambam mentions that. The Rambam says why? He doesn't want to do it.
But the answer is that we know that everybody wants to do the right thing, really, basically. The only thing is that the Yetzer Hara has him in his hands, and has him under control. So when you give him the Malkus, so it evens it out. Then his underlying will is revealed. Because the pain of the Malkus causes another Yetzer Hara to be upset. So therefore he's even, and it expresses his underlying will. So over here too, we say his underlying will, that's why Rashi says Duma Chazabu. We have to assume Duma Chazabu. You can't really consider it Asmana because it's not Orche. It's not Orche means it's Asa really. It's an Isra, it's going against his underlying Ratzon. That's the best way I would explain it. So it lacks an Asmana in terms of his underlying Ratzon.
Rebbe?
Yes.
So what does Rashi mean in the beginning? He's trying to throw this in as part of the reason. Aval avod zara sur lavod av libnei noach. Who cares?
Oh, so that's good. He's showing you that the underlying will is against it, because even a ben noach is also. So it's an issa chamura.
If it was mother to ben noach, the same thing would apply.
Yeah, that's true, but he's showing you, he's emphasizing the fact that it's really against his will, because his underlying will, because it's an evil that's a universal evil.
So can an Ovid of Orizara do Asmana for? Would that be okay? Would that be acceptable?
What do you mean, a Jew?
What?
A Jew that's Ovid of Orizara?
No, like an Ovid, like a goy. If a goy says, this is for Orizara, then would that hazmana have significance?
From Rashi, it's mashma no, because
why I don't. But why does he say? Why does it say just bnei? It seems like by saying a Jew and also bnei noach, it seems like to exclude anybody that's already deemed like somebody who is a Rasha, basically.
What do you mean?
No, but. But they know it means you're following the... It doesn't mean that you're following the... No? Okay.
So what does Rava hold?
You say, so the Rava holds that you don't go by the philosophical will. But you don't go, you don't measure Asma. Asma is not measured by the underlying will of the Gavra. But your question is, what's the... He says, Machlekes Tanayim? I mean, everybody can see it's the same question. I don't see why that's Rashi, but... The Rashi doesn't bring in that point, but he says Machleik Sanoim, whether the guy could do his mana.
Yeah.
If you take a look at it, but let's first get the pshat in Rashi. See, Rava holds that you don't go by that. You just go by the das, his conscious das. And the Shem Asmana emerges from his conscious das. Whereas Abaya maintains, no, that the Shem Asmana requires the full gavra. And here you don't have the full gavra because it's usher. So we always want to say Duma Mahadabo. That's what I think Rashi means. You don't have the full will of the gavra. Like the Rambam says, that everybody wants to really do the good. So it lacks in the Shem Asmana. But if you want to take a look at the sugya, he says it's Machlekes, so take a look. On the base, right?
Nun Aleph on the base.
In Avodah Zarah?
Yeah.
All right, take off the table. Take a look. Yeah, so that mission that you're referring to, Nun Aleph on the base, is simply to create the Avodah Zarah. That by a Jew, it's not an Avodah Zarah until he's over it. But once you have an Avodah Zarah and you want to have Tashmishay Avodah Zarah, so then the question is, when does it become Tashmishay Avodah Zarah? Mishas Tashmish or Mishas Chalei Shem? But the pasuk says clearly it's only mishas tashmish, and Abaya has to agree with that pasuk. So it gives you the reason. The reason is because the lax and the shame has mana. So according to both of them, it won't be it won't work by a Jew or a guy. I mean, it's an open pasuk. Asher avdu shel magoyim. But the slower why the Asman is different is like we said, because the Shem Hazmona, the Gavra lacks in the Gavra in the Shem Hazmona. That's what the Gemara means by Orche. It's not his nature. It's not his nature to do it. It's against his nature. So the Gavra lacks. We'd rather say that we don't say that he's only to do it. Of course, we're not Mason person for Russia. So they say Doma Mahajibu. It lacks in the Shem Hazmon of the Gavra. Okay, go take it.
Okay. Misvei. Where are you? 2 dots. Misvei. Kipa shehu tamei midras. Unasanto lesefer. Tahor mina midras. Aba tamei mes. Rashi. Kipa tzeif. Shehu tamei midras. Sha'afu roi l'midras. Pamim she mekapalto v'yoshevas alav onish enes rosha alaha. So it's roi for tamas midras because sometimes the person will fold, the woman will fold it and will either sit on it or will lean her head on it. Unisanto l'sefer, Torah.
So what's the shayla?
Well, that's what Rashi gets into in the next.
Okay.
Tahor min midras, below shum tvila. The batale shem midras. The omrim lo amod vinasa malachtenu. The enum atame od adam vikelim. Aval shem kliolav, sha'af mit pachas hasfarim mitamos tuma bimaga. The ze hare naga ba'atmo, odo midras. Ukashaibet shem midras mimenu mikomakum adain klihu. Vinishar love tumas maga. Sharehu roila. Midiktani tor mina midras bahazmana ba'alma. Alma hazmana mbosahi.
We're complicated, huh?
Yeah.
What's going on?
But not enough. Nina snasa the karachaso.
Right. So Mesha is Emma nasnasa the karachaso. Lama li nasnasa the karachaso.
Kirachista.
The Amr of Chista, High Sudra, the Azmine, Lemeter Beit Filin, the Tsar Beit Filin, Asu Lemeter Bei Triti, Azmine Velo Tsar Bei, Tsar Bei Velo Azmine, Shari Lemeter Bei Triti.
Abai Doma Azmana Milsi, Azmine Afgav Lo Tsar Bei, Tsar Bei, Yazmine In, Ilo Azmine Lo. So what's the Machlegs of Chista and Abaya?
Chris doesn't even, I mean, it's fine. Chris is never going to say it. He says you need both.
Right.
So that's like not even saying Hasmon Alav. Like if you say Hasmon Alav Milsahi, so then you'll say if you did Tsar, right?
Could you Rashi?
Yeah, go ahead.
Lamali Nasnasa Vakarfaso, Kidrav Chista, Klamar. Lamali Travahi, Tiski Vakarfaso Vukhude, Ekamaisa. Mishani kid Rav Chista, the Omar Travaihu Bina, the Krafoso Achroi Ba'alma Hu Dava.
Okay, further. Hazmane Velo Tsarbei.
Hazmane Velo Tsarbei, Hazmane Lav Milsihi. Tsarbei Velo Hazmane Achroi Ba'alma Hu. The Abaye Polygoli, the Rav Chista, the Islay, Hazmane Milsihi. Hilkach Hazmane Achogav Velo Tsarbei, Mishna Nasanto Davka Kamar, Lovoi Krafoso.
That's according to who?
That's Abaye.
So according to Abaye, everybody holds that Sorbe alone is not enough. But Abaye holds Hazmona alone is enough. And Rav Chista holds you need Hazmona. Hazmona is not enough. So you need Sorbe also. Sorbet, everybody holds is nothing, even though it's a mitzvah. Why? Because we say Zakroi Balma. Zakroi. So let's say by the mace, if he's Korchobo. So the problem is, what do you do with Karchabo? By the mace, right?
What's the problem exactly?
Because without Azmana, by Karchabo.
Right.
Everyone
agrees
it. So how do you know
that
there's like a
steer
there? Maybe
nothing on it? But everybody knows that Karchabo is Azmana.
Maybe it's only
something
with Azmana there.
Doesn't say that. He says Kiilu Karchabo.
Just Kricha alone.
It's Kricha alone.
Was Kricha universally a Maisa Ba'akroi? I mean, maybe my Maisa is Kvias.
He's saying steer.
That's correct. You have to say that. Case where he's Karchabo, it's permanently. So therefore, it's not Akroi Balma. But over here, you could say that he's Tzor Beit Tzum with Akroi Balma. He didn't really designate it permanently for the Tzum, unless you have Azmana.
What do you mean, just lacks in the Mais Tashmish?
Yes, it lacks in the Mais. That's right. It's Tashmish, it's only Tashmish Shel Akroi.
What's the difference? Just like a Maisa Tashmish, it did do a Maisa.
Yeah, but it's only Akroi. It's not designated. It has to be designated for it.
Yeah, it's not Matsurah.
It's only Akroi Balma. But by the Mace, it's definitely not Akroi Balma. But it's going to bury him in it.
Well, let's see, by Mace, you did do it for just like a minute or so.
What?
Let's take a case by Mace, you did it for like a minute or so.
A minute or so.
I don't know, like it was raining. So you wrapped it in a tarp or something. You know?
And that would be a croy.
You're just saying the case over there is where it is permanent.
Yeah, where it's permanent. I mean, that's Mustafa like that. But nobody seems to raise the question. But what's the halacha of Tzor Be'alon is no sir. How would you define it? Not the fact that it was mishtamish with it. Yosef is the shame tashmish el tzom. It's not the fact that you wore mishtamish with it. It's the shame of tashmish kedusha. So if it was a kroy, so it doesn't have a shame of tashmish kedusha.
Is that only because of it's Tashmish Gedusha because of that specific category, or is it that be anything that requires Tashmish, it's the shame Tashmish?
Say it again?
I was saying, is it only because, like, by Kedusha you have a category of Tashmish Kedusha, like, so it's, or is it anything that when you're Mishamish with it, it gets this or not?
Well, it has to have a shame of the Tashmish, otherwise it's nothing.
So Mesu also, as you're saying, same thing. There's a
Not everything is Tashmish is Aser. Like Tashmish to Tashmish. Tashmish to
right.
Tashmish is not Aser.
Right.
So it has to be, have the shame Tashmish Kedusha. But Tashmishim imply that it has a shame as a Tashmish. But Akroi Balma does not give it a shame Tashmish. Okay, want to do the Taisus Nafna L'Sefer?
Toshman Nefesh Shebeno L'Shem Chai Mutar Bahana Hosef Bo Dimos Echad L'Shem Meis Aser Bahana.
Okay, so Rashi.
Rashi Nefesh Binyan Sha'al HaKever Shebeno L'Shem Chai L'Kishe Yomus Yikavar Bo.
Okay.
Dimus Nidbach Shalavanim. So that's a pile of stones, I think?
Yeah.
Okay. Aser, Alma has Mana Milsehi. Okay. Takov Mayaskinan, the Rama Bay Mace.
They put the mace in there.
Right. Gemara asks, Ihachi, Ma'ir Yahosef, Kilo Hosef Nami.
Right. What do you have to have Hosef for? As soon as he puts in the mace, so it becomes Tash Mishamais.
Lo Tzricha, Achol Gav, the Pnaye.
The Panya.
Rashi, Lo Tzricha, Hai Hosef, Ela La'ashminan.
Even though I put the mace in there, but if you remove them, so it only functions by Kroy Balma.
You took the mace out.
Put the mace, clean it up. Okay. All right, so one of the cases, let's go.
Okay, so Nosna Lola Sefer. Tema. Tikshanami la baye, the nakat haore, the mashma aval yife lo.
Okay, it goes by Nosna Lola Sefer. He didn't do any maisa. Right.
The Havamatsi la memar hacha, the de isa shinui maisa. The ha in kli ola mitmaso ela b'shinu maisa. The chain hahi de nefesh shebanol l'shem chai, ahusif lo dimlas echad l'shem base. Mashma di yichud b'lo hosif lo mahani midavharach mnei l'rava l'avayi nicha.
So that's why you need a hosif.
Right.
So you need a maisa, so that's why it's not a kash on a baya. Otherwise, it'd be kash on a baya too.
Right.
There's no asmana.
Right.
Right. If it were inachinami, even without the osafa, then you have a kash on a baya also.
What?
If it were inachinami, even without the osafa, the halacha was still true, then you have a kash on a baya.
And you have a kash on a baya. Rechem, he did not get kiss, she has so long, yach tzuin. Ah, kiss, she has so. Where is that? That's later, huh?
That's later, yeah.
On my base. Well, there was a
Sia.
Right. Velo nakat yichado. So yichado is not enough.
Right.
Here you see clearly what we said yesterday, that there's a Maisa or a Saris.
Right.
That we're on the right track there. The kupa saor she yichado li yeshiva, the perik el ovrin, so it's not chametz. The sadin she aso vilun, ka chametz rabah. So he was mafkir the shame begat. Hanach nami b'deisa shinu maisa. So you have to have a shinu maisa, but just yichado alone and das is not enough. So you must have a maisa or seras. Miu kasha, go ahead.
Miu kasha. Dim kain balonas anto l'sefer nami tawar menam midras. Yirka shinu maisa. Mehahi dahayu agiv imam mezarkin bo kelim mashma the bezrika ba'alma v'lo shum maisa mahani la bayi. So the tzaruch lomar the yichur the dibur ba'alma v'lo mahani ala imkin nutla ba'omar zegih yel meis ulu sefer v'hadu nakar ha'oreg la dafa el mishim ragusa the rava dafil haki shari.
So what do you need? That's an important thesis. What do you need? Yichud of Dibor is nothing. Elim Kain Nutlo.
Pretty strange mice. It didn't really have anything to do with Asmana per se.
You know, over here, it's the Taisus finally concluding that over here there was no Shinu Maisa.
Right.
Because otherwise, well, we have to have Nasna Lo Sefer.
Right.
So what's his conclusion? I mean, his logical conclusion is that you need a Maisa to enhance the Dibur.
Right.
Dibur Balma is nothing. But if he's not low, so then the yichud does work. So why, what's the svara? Is it dibur or is it not? I mean, what's the sirus? An important place to define. At least the heavy shells and muktzah. If you have to do a maisa or if you miyachid be bedas alone. In muktzah, I think we say bedas alone is enough.
But those old maisa, don't they actually require like a real maisa to the object?
Well, like in nasno the sefer.
But hadbo would be enough. They don't require like changing the object, some sort of shinim maisa in the object.
No, you don't need a shinim maisa. So over here, there's no shinim maisa. There's shinim maisa, you don't need to have nasino.
Because I know they used to paint rocks in Meisharim with like a little yellow stripe to be yotzei that shita. Yes, they could throw them at cars. They used to paint like little yellow stripes on the rocks.
On the rocks of the kever?
No, in Meisharim, in Israel, they would paint them so they could throw them at cars. So you wouldn't have a problem muktzah.
Oh. Just the problem of Ritzicha.
Right.
Whatever. I'm just saying. They're Machmir Mutzah.
I have Misa.
They wanted to actually do a Mice and just. I guess maybe they could recognize it.
As big as Elamais, it's nothing. Dibur Bahama is nothing. When he says Zei Elamais, then it's good. Even by Beged, Shomais. Just has to pick it up. Not Lo Vama Zei Elamais. It was safer. You don't need a Riga, really. Just pick it up and say, this is Elamais. So what does the picking up do? So really, apparently, he holds that it's Dibur. That Dibur is really the Yoser. And Dibur really is the Hazmana. But if you don't pick it up, there's no tziruf between the dibur and between the chefza. There's only das. Das is not matzaref.
Sort of like kinyan.
What?
Sort of like kinyan.
Sort of, yeah. That's apparently what he holds. You don't need a shinu ma'isa, because a shinu ma'isa is a mafkia, because he's changing the object. That you don't need, because then you wouldn't have to have nasno sefer. But you need nasno sefer. Why? Because it really is what really is mazmin is the dibur. But the only thing is that the dibur is unrelated to the chefza. So when you pick it up, not low, so then he relates the dibur to the chefza.
Is that an idea of a maisa hazmana?
That's a maisa hazmana. That makes sense to my sazmana.
So you say Beged Zeh Lameis is not good enough unless you actually pick it up?
Yeah, it's not good enough unless you actually pick it up. Or Beged Lameis, right? You don't need Ari, Cointasis. Cointasis, even without Ari, if he picked up the Beged and he said Zeh Lameis, so then it's the Shem Meis and Nikrolov. It really is for Yichud. But the Yichud, it's really Yichud Lameis. But the Yichud requires a Meis and a Tila. Because otherwise the dibur is enough to create the yichud, but there has to be a tziruf between the dibur and the chefza. Even though he says this chefza that's in front of me, in dibur, it's not a matzaris.
So then, Tosis is really holding that there is no maisa hazmana that's osaris.
What?
Tosis is saying that the maisa hazmana is not the osar. It's really the yichud is the osar.
That's what he's saying.
And the mice is only necessary as a mitzvah to dibur to the chetza.
Right.
We always have to have a mice.
You always have to have a mice. Otherwise, the dibur is hanging in the air.
Rabbi, if you do a mice, like let's say Arika, you don't need dibur, do you?
No.
Rabbi, if he holds that way, do you have to like?
That's definitely.
Right.
But the osa will be the fact that he's miyachedit.
So, Rabbi, does he define Abaye differently? Because we define Abaye, assuming that according to Abaye, it's the Maisa Hazmana.
It's a Maisa Hazmana.
Rava, I'm sorry, Rava.
Rava
We said the Maisa Hashmona is the Oser in his framework. Like when we were learning through the Gzera Shavat Ayla Rufo yesterday.
Yeah, what did we say? Remind me again.
The Svar from yesterday, that Rava holds that the Oser would have been the Maisa Hashmona as opposed to the Shem Hashmona. So if he holds that there's no idea of Maisa Hashmona, I mean, apparently, so would he have to learn that differently?
No, because you just don't know Chalason, you mean?
Yeah, well, yeah, because yesterday we were saying that the reason that that Rava would differentiate between between El Arufa and Avodah Zarah is
right.
That Avodah Zarah, it's the Maisa is lacking because you're not doing the Maisa to the Chafta Shalissa directly.
Well, whatever you need is going to be the same thing. In other words, whether you need a Maisa of Ariga or whether you need a Maisa of Natila.
Right, but I mean, that's what I'm asking. He's still going to call that a Maisa.
Yeah.
Okay. Vis-a-vis that Svar.
Right. We're just saying what the Maisa accomplished.
Right, that's what I thought you meant. Okay.
What?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were. That's what I thought you were saying initially.
Say it again.
That's what I thought you were saying initially when you said
right.
It was far.
Oh, okay. All right. So Tais is important. He zeroes in on what the Oser is. It's really the Yichud.
Rashi, are you?
I don't know. Because I mean that's an institution, a halachic institution.
Right.
So it's a double, so it's a Maisa Chashuva. That's good. That's good. Moshe put on.
No, so just wanted to say that that maybe Rashi really disagrees with the Tosfos, where Tosfos holds that in general, just Dibor and Netila functions as a Maisa, but maybe Rashi holds in general that's not true. Maybe really in general you do need a real Maisa. But in this case, the Netila, when the Gemara says Nesina, so that functions as a Maisa because, like Rashi points out, this case of Sefer specifically is Sefer Torah.
Right.
So the Nesina by Sefer Torah functions only in that case because the Sefer Torah is an institution of Kedusha, there it does function as a Maisa, but only in this particular case.
An institution of Kedusha, so it's a Maisa Chashuva. But just an ordinary Sefer wouldn't be. That's good. It's good, sir. Okay. But the fact is that the Maisa only reflects a Kroy. Unless there's a Hashmona to qualify the Maisa. All right, straight away. I mean, that way simple.
Right. Sounds like, I mean, just from the sources, it doesn't look like he has a particular source. Sounds like it's just like that's how he learns the Sugya.
So even though a Maisa, which ordinarily is permanent,
right.
you have in the case of Panya.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good question. Why should be the way? In other words, he's saying just doing the Maisa alone is not doesn't reflect permanence.
Right, shame Toshmish.
Because you could always change your mind, yeah. That's what he's saying. Okay. Yes, Das wouldn't help. You must have an objective asiyah. Even though he has dance, he puts it on the mace permanently, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So, yeah, so we're going on what we said yesterday in Taisus. That the Limkin Nutlo Vomar Zay Lames. So you need Natila and you need Dibor. So the question is what's the tziruf? So we wanted to say that the Natila is Mitzarif the Dibor to the Chefza. But the question is why can't the Dibor alone relate to the Chefza? He identifies it. He says this beged which is on the table is Lames. What do you have to have the Natila for? Why is it lacking a Natila? But there definitely is a tziruf between the netila and between the dibor, because he's saying this thing. So it means that you need a maisa ho'oseres, and you need a dibor shel maisa. So since when a person picks something up and he says zei elameis, so he's emphasizing the dibor. It's not a new maisa; it's an extension of the dibor, and it's an extension of the dibor. So it comes out that you have dibor al yedei maisa. And you need a Maisa Ho'aseris. That, I think, is a better definition. As difficult is, according to Rav Chisda, who reinterprets Rava, it sounds strange if you take a guy and put him in a grave, and lachazman you remove him, that's not a permanent thing. That's akroi ba'omo. Why should that be considered akroi? I mean, it seems to be pretty permanent. And Rashi doesn't say that he put him in the grave all night and he's going to remove him. He doesn't say that. This is lachazman.
Right. They said, if the evil host is shori, tiponye. If it happens, if he comes to be mifane, Rashi says.
Yeah. D-Hosef.
In the Rashi, Lotzrif, at the end of it.
D-Lo-Hosef.
Right, D-Lo-Hosef, sorry, D-Panye.
D-Avla-Kitzor, V-Lo-Kitzor, B-Lo-Hazmane.
Right.
Yeah, Rashi's mashma, not that he put it in Altnai. And again, because Rashi says, like you're saying, E-Panye. He's not saying that he had in mind. If he removes him. The difference between before and now. Before, especially Rashi wrote before, he says kilu karchobo. So apparently, at that point, the Gemara held that karchobo alone will create the issa, right? What's in him and Rav Chisda? What's the difference? But what changed? What changed? What was it to begin with in Rava, and what is it now? So I would say like this. That to begin with, you hold that the fact that it's beged, that the mace was mishtamesh with the beged, and it was tashmisha shel mace, that's the osa. So definitely, when you put the beged on the mace, it's tashmisha shel mace. It's tashmisha shel mace. Now, according to, but now you're saying that that wouldn't be enough, according to Rava, right? Saying you'd have to have Dibur as well, Hazmana as well, correct? Yeah. So the thing is like this, that the question is, what is the Yoser? Is the Yoser the Cheftza, that it's Tashmish, it was Mishtamish with the mace? Or the Yoser is the Afrosha Sagavra? Afreshes agavra, like a nether. The fact that he's mafreshit li issa. So that's machlokes Abaye and Rava. So Abaye maintains that hazmana milso, because once you mafreshit li issa, then it's asa. Rava holds that mafresh alone doesn't do it. You need the Maisa to actualize the Afrasha. Afrasha has to be actualized. And you see, even a Abaye holding the Maisa. We're learning like Tesis. Okay? So according to Rava, you'll need two things. You'll need Azmana, and you'll need what? And you'll need the Maisa one. Now that's why, because it's the Maisa, it's Afrasha Sagavra that's the Oser. Not the fact that the Chefza was Nishtamish with mace, but it's the fact that he was Mafreshit with Dovar Sha'asa Ba'anor. So it's the Mice of Russia, the Mice of Man. Everybody holds it's the Mice of Russia. The only question is, does the Mice of Russia per se Oser, or do you need to actualize it? So that's why, according to Rav, if you just put the mace into the kever, even though it's permanently, we say it's Akroi. Why is it Akroi? Because it lacks an afrasha. In that sense, it's akroi. Not akroi in fact. Because usually you don't do that for a temporary situation. But in terms of if you need afrasha sagavra to actualize his afrasha, so then you say it's akroi because there's no, it's lacking an afrasha. That's what I think it means. No, because
the afrasha is the real thing. So
yeah, but because you have the afrasha is lames, but it never really was actualized. The afrasha was not put into action.
And Abaye.
And Abaye maintains the afrasha alone is the osur.
So why does he need a maisa riga?
Because you have to have a maisa.
Why?
Because without a maisa, there's no that there's no substance to Razmana. And that's what we were saying before in Tesis, that he has to pick it up and say, Begad Zeh L'Meis.
Oh, he doesn't lav dafka. He doesn't have to actually do the Maisa Ariga.
Right, that he doesn't have to do the Maisa Ariga.
Oh, okay. That's where
it's Dibur Sheyesh B'Maisa.
Oh, okay.
It has to be a strong afrasha.
Because it's afrasha.
Right, otherwise it lacks an afrasha.
They both agree it's afrasha.
They both agree it's afrasha. The only question is, does the afrasha have to be actualized or not? Realized. Okay? That's why the Gemara uses the same lashon as mana. Be azmanay in. Because the oser is afrasha.
How does the zera sakasa work?
Now we can answer another question. The question we had yesterday. The question we had yesterday was, according to Rava, why does he have to have a limud? Right. Why doesn't he just say there's no raya that was manamosa?
Right.
Right? But the answer is because we're speaking about the institution of Afrasha Le'isser. And that institution he definitely holds from. In other words, he agrees that we, in principle, that if you mafresh dava Le'isser, so it's mufresh Le'isser and it becomes Nasar. He agrees with that. So the only thing is the method. So from Avodah Zarah, he learns out the method. That's good. That answers the question. That really answers the question better. It's not that there was a chakira. That was a hard answer. Say there was a chakira and he needs a pasuk for the chakira.
Right.
I mean, you don't usually have things like that. But everybody agrees with the institution of Afrasha Le'isser. The only question is, how does that institution come about? So Abaya learns it out from Egla Rufa that the Azmana alone is the Afrasha. And Rava says no, from Avodah Zarah you see that there is Afrasha Le'isser, but it requires Tashmish. So that's very good. That answers that question. The question is whether Hasmona satisfies the requirements of Afrasha, or whether Afrasha requires more than just Hasmona, but it's Hasmona that became actualized. Otherwise, it lacks in Afrasha. It's all totally in the Gavra's Afrasha. According to Rav, if he doesn't implement Hasmona, it lacks in the Gavra's Afrasha. At least the Rambam explains a little bit the backdrop of the Machlekes, like what the address is. That the address seems to be, by the way, does Kafach have it the same way?
He has one word different. He says, like, instead of Hasen Balmes, it says Rama Balmes.
But and in Tfilin, he has the same?
I think it's the same thing.
Same halacha?
Same breakup, yeah.
Same breakup.
It's all one big halacha.
It's all one big halacha. Okay, very good. Very good. So at least it gives us an understanding of what the base of the machlekes is. Because since the base of the machlekes, according to Rambam, is covered, it's covered. So that's why you can't learn out from neder. Neder is different. It all revolves around covered. So the question is Hasmana Milsa, it's a question of covered atfilin. So the question is Hasmana, if the person was Mazmin alone, is that already going to be a bezoyin for the tefillin? Or no, it's only a bezoyin if he actually engaged the kiss with the tefillin. I mean, at least gives you a backdrop. It's a matter of covet. That's why. Neder is Dibur alone. That's where you magdish something. It's like Hegdish. You don't need, it wouldn't be any machlekes, Hasmana, not Hasmana. Dibur alone be enough. And I mean, wrestle the welcome to wrestle the Hegyot. So why is there a machlekes over here? The answer is because this is not operating within Hegdish and Neder. It's operating within covet. What? You see, the Hasmana, how do you flow from the Avmina to Maskana? So the Avmina wants to say Hasmana Milsei, right? What is Hasmana Milsei? It means that the shame is the Oser. You see? So the Gemara says The shame is the osir, but the shame is the osir in the framework of covet. You see, it's not that the shame is an osir, because as mana milsa in the framework of isurim, like hegdish, but the shame is the osir because it's nikra al shemo. So it's shame oviv. So that's why, since it's shame oviv, it's pagea in the covet oviv. That's what the Gemara means. That shame is a different shame. It's a shame. It's true. You're right, it's a shame. But it's not the shame of Hazmona. Hazmona creates a shame. But the over here, it's the shame because of the covet. Not because of, not that the shame is an osir. An isurianah. It's not midin isurianah, it's midin shame. And that kind of shame, even if you're Hazmona lav milsa, Hazmona lav milsa is Allah and isurianah. But the shame in terms of covet goes by the practical. It's nekras al shmo. So it's a bizony to put somebody else in it. Yeah, cover doesn't go by the technical Yisroel. That's something we're saying. The shame b'teras hazmona is not chal. In other words, in the din Yisroel, that shame, the fact that it's not a practical shame. It's an Yisroel shame. So therefore, if it's just the original materials, it's nothing. But in terms of covet oviv, the practical plays the role. So if he's taking these stones for his father, so then practically it's considered shame oviv. It's considered shame oviv. It's not the technical shame, but it still is related in practical terms to oviv, because he's doing it for his father. So in the world, it looks like they call it a shame oviv. But it's not an intrinsic chalos shame. Like you have by Hazmona Mosa.
Then it's actually
got to
be
Asiyas Chafetz. Because not in Gras al Shmah, was Asiyas Chafetz. In other words, you got it in the Machlekes, Yaakov is, what's the Machlekes, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Chachamim? Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Afa Chotzev Avonim. So Manashach, is the shame there or not? So if the shame's there, so then you should be able to use the Avonim for anything else. And if it's not, so why the Chacham argue? I mean, if it's not there, so then if it's there, I mean, why do the Chacham argue? And if it's not there, why does Rav Shimon Gamliel hold the way he holds? Right? So Rashi says that Achotzev Avonim and Ahar Livnos Ben Kever Lovev V'lo Bona. You see, Rashi's telling you the key. In other words, a Maisel covered Aviv is Aser. But let's say you have a Maisa which never completes its objective. Never complete, always remains like you abandon the Maisa. So do I say that Maisa still warrants covet aviv? Or do I say no, only a Maisa that reaches its objective, which is building the kever, then I say it's a Maisa shlema. So a Maisa shlema you have to respect. But a Maisa that he abandons, he just started and he stopped. So you don't have to recognize that Maisa. That's the Machlekes. In other words, the Avonim were not involved in a complete Maisa. They started, but then he stopped. He abandoned it. So the Maisa gives the shame kavod to the Avonim, but to the Kever. But it definitely gives the shame kavod to the Kever if it was a mice of building the kever for Aviv. But let's say it was a mice that he started and he abandoned. So do we say in that case that the chefza that was involved in that mice, which was abandoned, also reflects kever Aviv? Or do we say no, it was involved in an abandoned mice? The mice was aborted. So it doesn't. So now it doesn't reflect kavod aviv anymore, because he abandoned the project. Yeah, the machlokes Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Chacham about Nefalim is whether they both hold the Nefil needs kvura. Otherwise, what's this whole thing? But the question is, why does it need kvura? Machmas atzmo, like a gadol, like a ben chai, like a chai. Or is it because it has a tzuras adam, so it'll be a bezoyin for the kavod adam if you don't bury an nefil? So if that's the case, it won't be too, won't be an oser. Won't be tofes makom. It'll just be enough to bury him. Just the mice of burying. The Yad Ramah on Moshe Hameis Liyoshim. So he says, the Kuli Alma Michinofti Zuzi Miyoda Denosein Kananu Misna. Kananu Misna. He says, V'yafa got the mace lobar zuchiyahu, tafil reb meir gufe, mishen abolo moshamat lei. Yeah. This is even worse than mishen abolo. Mishen abolo means someone's going to be born. Here, he's not coming back. So, gaboy gufe michimoti li yode, koni le le ma'abe beitzorche mace. Okay. I think what it means is like this. See, in other words, he means that it was Nikna Latzorcha Hames. It was Nikna Latzorcha Hames. So the mace himself can't be cone anything. So how do you have a kinyan of tzorchei mace? So the answer is the gaboyim make the kinyan. So now it becomes designated tzorchei mace. And once you have the institution of tzorchei mace, so then you have the concept of yosher. Because that's also included in tzorchei mace. Because that's considered part of his tzrachim, that he would want his yorshim to have it. So once it's designated to the mace, so it's all benefits of the mace. So tzrachim mace is like an institution according to him. So his only question is, how could a kinyan take place that is nicknessed the tzrachim mace? So that he answers by saying that the Gaboyim do it. So the Gaboyim Markona for this Gviya, for this special designation, Tzorchei Mace. Now what is Tzorchei Mace? Tzorchei Mace means anything for the mace. It's like an institution. So the Yorshim come under that institution.
It doesn't work through Yerusha.
Doesn't work through Yerusha.
Just that's the objective of the money, goes to the Yorshim.
To the Yashim. That's all Tzorchei Mace. That's what I think he's saying. Because he says, Mechimote liyode konile le ma'abe be Tzorchei Mace. Vishtakach de isle le mace zechusa begave. An institution, Tzorchei Mace. Was nigva l'alda tzorchei mace. What's tzorchei mace? Tzorchei mace either directly or else for the yorshim. That's also a tzorchei mace. I think it means like this, that there's two ways to learn. One way to learn is collecting the money for a maisa kvura, for mitzvah kvura. Okay? The other way to learn is like this, that the das is really the Zechusei HaMase. Even though technically he can't, because he's not a Baruch Hayav Kinyan, but they view it as if the mace has Zechusim, Zechusei HaMase. That's their das. In other words, it's tied to the Gavra of the mace. It's not tied to a Maisa Kvura, and the mace is just an object. But they treat the mace like a gavra, and therefore they give them schosen, and they're das. That's the das of the gabayim. Whereas das of the gabayim is that it's really, that there's a gavra here who they're collecting for. So even though it's not true halachically, but that's the das of the nosein. That's the das of the gabayim. So therefore, they view it as if the mace is a gavra, and these are for his chosen. So if that's the case, so then Yerushim will be able to be good too. Because since they view it as chusay hames, so they relegated it to an institution of chusay hames. So therefore, whatever's left over, the Yerushim will have, because it's as if he has chusim in there. In other words, the nature of the gviya, of the relegation of the money, is not just for maisa kvura. It's for the gavra of the mace. So they're treating him like a gavra that has chusim. So therefore, the das will include Yerushim. They're treating him that way. It's true, it's artificial, but that's their das insofar as the nesinas hamos.
Why do they do that?
Because that's the way the das of the person is. Tzorchei hames. In other words, his chusim. That's the way they view it. They don't view it like he's just an object and we have to bury him. They view him like a gavra. So with tzorchei hames, they say, we're collecting now for your tzorchim. So they view him as a gavra. So once it comes under the heading, once they view him as a gavra and it's tzorchei hames, so then it means he has a schus, he has schusim in there. So therefore that means that his yorshim can be can yorshim.
Is it possible to do it differently?
That minute, you know, that if he
goes to the Yashin, or like that's... That'll be minute then. Like if they did it, would that be like Oshin? Like,
what do you mean?
It's like really, it's really the Mikkah, they should give it back. The Yashin have a Kenyan in it, really? You would think you should give it back.
They have a kinyan. The Yerushim will have a kinyan. They'll be kona.
So
because that's the das of the Gaboyim and the Nesinim. And the Nosnim. That's their das. That's what they want to have done with the money. They want to treat the money as if the mace is a gavra and has chosim. That's their das. So they have a right to treat the money that way. It's their money. So once they set it up that way, so then it'll come out that Yerushim will have schusim.
And when the nosim give...
That's the way to go by the Gabayit Stoka. That's why I mentioned Gabayit Stoka. Because the nosim has das for whatever the Gabayit Stoka do. They're the authorities. So they treat the mace like a gavra. So that means that's the das of money is going to be given, is going to be treated in that manner, as if he has schusim. So since that's the case... So that's why it says, Shtakach, the Islay Lame Schusa Begave. It doesn't mean real Schusim and Kinyanim in terms of his own Kinyan. But he has a Schusim because of the Nesina. And because of the Gviya. In other words, the Gova, Aldas, that the Mace is like a Gavra. Because of Kavar Mace and he had the being gova fiz chusim, fiz sarchim. So therefore, so that's the way the money is supposed to be treated.
If the Gabbai
and that's the das that the money is going to be treated that way.
Right.
What? And Nashor Mamma. And this is Zvarkayim. I mean, that's what he holds. That's what they want. That's their das. They're saying treat it this way.
And if the Gabbai had the money to put it in the general fund, like.
Yes. See, the Muki Yosef takes up the same problem. He says, the Kasha Amayli Yoshev Neymar Daita Deyavi Adaita Yoshev Layavi. Okay? So he says like this. We'll skip it down. He says, Behefka is different. Yeshlama Don Lomri Nachel Behefka. Shein Motsim Roshuso. Avom Bematano Shenosin Lachavero Motsim Roshuso. Bevadai Lo Aldas Yerziru Lo Klum Osa. Who shouldn't be Mazer? He means that the collection is really for the Yerushim to execute their responsibility. But his kasha was to execute their responsibility, but not to use the money for their own hanah. But the answer is that since they're collecting for the Yerushim and they never expect to get anything back, so there's zoch in it. There's zoch in it. That's his answer. That's a good answer. All right, what is the Mukyash, I mean, the Miri? Or is the Miri saying like this? That the Miri is not saying that the guy doesn't expect anything back. He's just saying it was an asina to the Yarshim without a Tanai. So the extra money is Hefker, because he gave it away.
So he didn't retain ownership because there was a Maisa Knoa. So it so becomes Hefker. And once it becomes Hefker, since it was given to the Yerushim, so the Yerush is Ochen.
Without a
Tanai
to give it back.
Without a Tanai, it was Das Nesina to the Das Nesina. Even though it was, you may say it was Betos, apparently holds that doesn't, it's not called Betos. Because, they know that it can't, it's not exact. So even though he wants only for the Mesa's Kvura, but the fact is, it's Yotzim Reshuso. And he didn't make any stipulations. So it's Hefker. So now the Yerush is Ocher. Because no, it's given to the Yerush.
He doesn't have it.
What?
Because he doesn't have the money yet. The Gabbai
Zohar, whatever it is, we give it to the Gabbai, the Gabbai is giving it to the Yerush.
Right.
So the Gabbai Zohar for the Yerush. So now there's extra money, and he was makna this whole sum of money, and part of it, he was true, he was makna for the purpose of Kvura, but he was makna the whole sum. So it was Yotzim Reshuso. So now it's Hefker. So since it's Hefker and the Yerush is Kana, so he's Zocha. That's Leiland. The difference between him and the Namuk Yosef is Namuk Yosef saying that he gave it to him as Matana and doesn't want anything back. So that's his Das. According to him, he didn't give it to him as Matana. He gave it to him for Tzorche Kvura. But the excess money, he never stipulated anything about it. So it was Yotzim Reshuso. So he was Maknet. So it's just Meshusa, so the Yerush is Ocha. Yeah, the thing is like this. The question is, what creates the Yisra Hazmana? Remember we said Hafrasha. That, Hafrasha, remember we, Hafrasha is the Yoser?
Right.
Okay, so if you say Hafrasha is the Yoser, so then it'll answer everything. Because it was all Mufresh for that purpose. But if you say that the Tzorche HaMeis is Koveya Hazmana, so then the Moser will not be included. It's true to Afresh answers, but what creates what delineates the Hazmana? The Tzorche HaMeis delineates the Hazmana. So if that's the case, then only that which is for Kvur.
It's qualified.
Yeah. Yeah, so just the, according to Rava, just want to put down the concept of Biza here. That according to Rava, as Zazmona Lav Milsa, so there's no question of Issa. The question is Bizayin Ames. He says, L'Rashi L'Fishin is Baza Ames Aleim Kishigavu Osam Bishmo. So therefore, that Mandoma holds that, the Mandoma that holds Dimus or Ziluf, then there's no problem. Why? Because there was a bezoyin that they raised the money for him, that was a bezoyin. But if you use it l'tzorchei kvura, so at least it mitigates the bezoyin. But if you use it for anos yoshim, then it's then the bezoyin becomes pronounced. So that's why one mandama holds you have to use a dimus or else a zlifa. Okay. But what's the machlekes? Definitely bizu. So Rashi says, "Mechayim achle lezulus v'nichaleshi is bazel lachem misaso." He knows it's going to be a bazaar. But why la'nos yorshim? Because there's a benefit to the yorshim. So he's so okay. So I'll be mitzvaza and let the yorshim shavat. It's worth it to be embarrassed.
It's not around anyway. It's lachem
misa. Not around. So according to Rava, it's only if the guy knew mechayim is going to happen. According to Rashi. So, if you have to be careful, in other words, the halacha won't apply if suddenly if people raise money for the mayor, he didn't know they're going to do that. Because you must have his active machila. Otherwise, be yish lo madas. That if it would have known, it would have machil.
There's no umden in this case?
We have the rest down, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so the question is, what's the machlekes? According to Rava, what's the machlekes between that Reb Meir, Reb Nosson, Reb Meir, and who else? And Tanakama. Whether or not, according to the Tanakama, so the Yorshim can use it. According to Reb Meir, is Lo Yigubahan Alamis, Hachivo Elio. And according to Reb Nosson, you use it for a dimus. So the first one, the Tanakhama, is simply straight like a Rava. But it would sound like at first sight that the other Tanayim are arguing that some type of argument about Hazmana Milsa. Rav wants to say that everyone holds Hazmana Lev Milsa. So how does he interpret? So he interprets it as a question whether the mace that they were gova for. So he's mochel mechayim that he'd rather be nisbaza lacham isaso, and he's mochel the bizoyim because of the anas yorshim. And then the then yeah then Reb Nosson holds that he's simply he's the opposite. He's simply not machel. So that's why you have to use it for a dimus. Simply not machel. It's a matter of cover the mace, not a matter of hazmana. A matter of cover the mace. Okay, and Reb Meir is mesupik. Reb Meir is mesupik. Okay, so what's the machlokes in theory? In svar, what's the machlokes? See that people will give money to gain covet. I mean, look at politicians spend millions of dollars in order to get positions. So covet, he says, apparently is a very powerful force. But Chazal are taking it as a qualitatively different enjoyment, qualitatively different. So, therefore, it's not subject to weighing it against something else, because it's of a different nature. The only question is, the only machlekes tanaim is, that's covered b'chayav. But the machlekes, if it's covered lachamisa, does that lend itself to being weighed off against another gain and having him forfeit it? That's the question. That's the question. Does it lose that quality of incomparability? Does it lose that quality when it's lachamisa? Or it never loses that quality? What they're saying is that how do they know we'll exchange it for this?
Right.
You know, how do they know that? The answer is like this. The answer is that it has a quality that the person can't think of exchanging it. See, that's the question. The question is, that does Lachamisa break that barrier? Once it breaks the barrier, it's very easy to say what's better. You know, that's not the question. The question isn't the weighing. The question is, can you get to the scales? Does it lend itself? Because there's an insurmountable barrier that it's of a different quality. It's not going to give it up. So the question is, lachamisaso, does it become just like any other commodity? Does it lose its special feature that the human mind can't think of giving it up? Or do we say no, that's an intrinsic quality, and even lachamisa, that quality still remains? So then it doesn't matter what you put it up against. It's just not, he's not going to forfeit. That's the question. That's the Gemara's question. Does it lose its qualitative aspect? In other words, once you get paid, your question is, how do they know he's willing to give it up for the Yerushim Zanah?
Right.
See, that's easy to estimate. It's the qualitative barrier that is the question. But once you pass the barrier, then we know that he would do it.
Make sure the same category.
Right.
Well, like you see a lot of people. Like,
because you see different people have different feelings about this. Some people, lachamisa, they feel they don't give a hoot about anything. And other people, they want mausoleums, they want eternity. So the fantasy of eternity is their covet. But I guess Chazal are trying to estimate what is the normal person's mind about this issue. That's what they're trying to, and I guess then you'd go by the Stam Ahmed Bnei Adam. So it's a machlokas. Mosa makes the Yarshav. Stasis says, Tamar, Ibigavu Ma'os, if they raised money, so Tovilard Meika. So there certainly is no Osman on that. There's no Osman on the wool for the Begad. Nikola Mandama. Navi begadim meich yasa dimus lekivro. Hayesh leknoso dasa bana. Kehi itzla demilso the afresua misno the pergamona bivamus. Okay, so Taisus kasha is that if the manashek if the gever malos, it's not shechas one. If the gever because it's before the ariga. If the gever the begadim, so then it's definitely aser from the gemara and yivamus. But the question is that that gufa is really a shayla of hazmana. And then what's Taisa's answer to Yeshua to pursue shiny? What's his answer, pursue shiny? Yeah, so we say that Taisa's kasha really isn't from hazmana. Taisa's kasha is from kinyan. From the gemara there, it's muchach, because gemara says mechsa gevina. So it's mucha from that gemara over there that kinyan is definitely considered beged chameis. That's Taisa's kasha. So Taisa's answer is that kinyan only is considered beged chameis if they enacted the kinyan. If they started to enact the kinyan, which means that they were purused on the mace. Okay. So in our case, it's only Arug, but not Kenyan. But Kenyan is definitely, you see from that Gemara there, that Kenyan definitely is Bigdash Shomais, if he's Konet. Okay. So Taisa says, Inami Taisa says, Ma'os Adifi Mitavi Lariga. Mishim Dachazul and Miknibu Kol Mili. What's Taisa's answer? I think he's right, but you're saying it intuitively. Because money, what do I do when I buy something? It's Shavius. So it means money contains the Shavius of the Cheftza. That's why it works. Because I give you Shavius, I give you the Shavius of the Chefza for the Chefza. So that means the Shavius of the Chefza is in the Maos. So therefore, Taisa says in that case, the Hazmana does work because it is the Chefza. It's just in a different form. It's the Chefza in the form of Shavius. Whereas by Tavi Lariga, there's no Chefza there. Has to first be made. That's what you mean. Well, I'm just elaborating on
that. I just, like you said, it's yeah. Distinction when you're
right. That's what money is. Money is the Shavis. Mm-hmm. Whenever you exchange, that's why it works.
Can you use the
wool for
something else?
What? Okay, so Taisa's answer is that really that money is Shavis is royal chazul lemiknebokomili. Why? Because it's the Shavis of everything. So it's Tofes the Shavius, it's the Beged and Shavius form. So the Beged and Shavius form could be Nessa. Mashena came the wool. The wool is not is only a pre step for the Beged. You have to first start weaving it. Okay. But the money is already the Shavius of the Beged, because it's Chazu Liknos Kalmili. It's all made to buy things. So if you raise the money for the beged, so what you did was you raised the shavius of the beged. The shavius of the beged could be nitfas peser. That's what Taisa says. According to Rava, the only reason it's bezayin is because nikra shem meisalav. So even though he holds his man lav milsa, but it's still nikra shem meisalav, and now it's going to be bezayin to use it for somebody for his yorish hanah. Because it wasn't Zmazalov. But if it's something which is not Nikra Shem HaMesalov, but down the line it's going to be used, that's not a Bazayan. The Bazayan has to be, it's Nikra Shem HaMesalov. It has to be Cheftza Shel Meis.
And money never counts for that.
What?
And money doesn't count for that.
No. Money does.
Okay, so again, the question is...
So the question is like this. Rav maintains that it's Nikra Shem HaLov. The only thing is that Nikra Shem is not an Osir. What's Osir is Tashmish. Okay? So how could you say that it's Nikra Shem on the Maos? I mean, I can understand Nikra Shem on the Beged, because it's Beged Shel Meis. So even though it's Man Lav Milsahi, but it's Nikra Shem Alav. Right? But how could you say it's Nikra Shem on the Maos? I mean, the Maos is really Chazu L'Kol Mili. So how could it be Nikra Shem Alav?
When you gave him
a... It'll be on a Abaya too. because they both hold that it's nikrashem on the beged. The only question is that effective to aser?
Can you say
the
kores hashem?
But the I think the answer is like this, that the shavyis is not is enough to can be considered a ma'isas mona, because the shavyis are the chayfets. Once the shavyis is mazman the chayfets, now the chayfets exist somewheres. So you won't know, it won't be determined until you buy it, but the chayfets exists somewheres, and it's nikra al shmo. So then the shavyis of that chayfets will be nesar. It'll be nesar because of the shavyis of the chayfets. The only question is this, does this involve yesh brera? If you say yesh brera, it works. Yeah, but the answer is like this. The answer is that the reason that it has a shem mace on it is because it's muzman. There's no way from the fact that it was muzman la mace. So tovi l'ariga can't be muzman la mace because it's a muzman la muzman. But over here, Taisa says that since Mos is tofes the essence of the thing, because it's the shavius, so it can be muzman la mace. So the shame a mesa level will exist, in fact, because it'll be a shame muzman la mesa. You can't have a shame muzman on something that's muzman to be a muzman la mesa. It has to be directly muzman la mesa. But since this is tofes the shavius of the beged, so the shame muzman is chal. So once the shame muzman is chal, so the shame mesa is chal.
But it has to be money for a specific beged.
Exactly. Has to be money for a specific beggar.
You still have to say specific beggar? You can't say it's Shabbos of a beggar?
And any beggar that they're going to buy.
Right. You don't have to say that, sorry, that...
It's the shame muzman that gives it the shame ace.
So the shame muzman on money without identifying an object wouldn't work.
In other words, since the cheftz is there in Shabbos form, so the beggar shall mace is there in Shabbos form, so asmana applies to it. So it acquires a shem muzman. Once it acquires a shem muzman, that's really the shem beged shel meis.
But it would be considered b'chusam ma'isa if we just did money.
The momon is the cheftz in shavis form. And since it was muzman, it's shaykh hazmona, so it's muzman l'shmo, so it's nikra shmo alav. I think that's a better terrence.
Toshma. Hayu aviv v'imo mizarkin bo kelim, mitzvah al ha'achirim l'hatzilam. Did you Rashi?
Yeah.
Okay. Mizarkin bo kelim, zorkin b'gdehem alav, yosir min ha'tzorach, mipnei chibasav, u'machmas tzaran miskavenin lesoras kol mamonim alav. Mitzvah al ha'achirim, haroen osam l'hatzilam, ולתלון מעליו. דאין השווה סווידה גדול מזה. אלמה הזמנה לאו מלסהי, דאי מלסהי לקהצלה.
Okay, so what's the kasha? So the Gemara considers it hazmana. That's what's Gemara's answer.
My answer is hasam mishum marayhu. Rashi hasam machmas marayhu, mitoch tzaren hein osim kein, ve'enzo hazmana.
It's not clear. I mean, why isn't it hazmana? I'm going to say that that it's not a maisa hazmana altogether, because they want to asa the kelim. So then what's the Gemara's havmina? Yeah, you just want to how the kelim? You're going to ask for the kelim through hazmana. No. They're giving him extra tachrichim. So if you say extra tachrichim, if you say they just want to be mabed and mamon, so the Gemara has no kasha altogether. So apparently it's true their motivation is to be mabed the mamon, but the method they're doing it is by giving him extra tachrichim, right? So that's the case. So then what's wrong? So why isn't Asmana? Gemara's mashma that it would be considered Asmana, even though their motivation is to Aser, and it's extra Tachrichim, but nevertheless, it's Asmana because it's Tachrichim. Because they're going to say that's not even Tachrichim, so what's the Gemara's Avamina? The Gemara shouldn't say Agav Meri Raya. The Gemara should say La'abed Mamono Me Machavnim. Has nothing to do with Tachrichim. Apparently they're Machavim to give him extra Tachrichim. So the fact that they're extra doesn't help us, because it's still Tachrichim. If you put on 10 Tachrichim, so they're all Tachrichim. So the reason why they're doing it is because they want to answer their mama. But still, it's Tachrichim Eis. So it's Hazmana. Why say simply that the that Hazmana is only when the mice is initiated by because of Tzorach HaMeis, not because Tzorach HaChayim. In other words, over here, the Tzorach HaMeis doesn't initiate it. It's the Tzorach HaChayim that initiates it. So that's not called Hazmana.
And is it Dimos Tzorach HaMeis?
Yes. Because it's covered a mess. But over here, that's what the Gemara is saying. Really, the Machavim for Tachrichim. But so the Gemara's Avmina was, as long as the Machavim for Tachrichim, so it's Hazmana, either having extra Tachrichim, so what? They're all Tachrichim. Gemara's Maskana is that Hazmana is only when the mace is the cause of the tachrichim. But if it satisfies the Tzorach HaChayim, then it's not considered Hazman anymore. Because you're not being mazmin in the Tzorach HaMeis. You're satisfying your own emotion. That's the Gemara's answer. So the motivation plays a role, because the Hazmana is only where the mace is the cause of the Tachrichim. Tzorach HaMeis is the cause, not Tzorach HaChayim. Tzorach HaChayim lacks an Hazmana, because you need Tzorach HaMeis to have Hazmana. It's Hazmana LaMeis. So even though they're Machavim for Tachrichim, but since it's not Tzorach HaMeis, so it's not Hazmana. Okay, is it clear?
Yeah, so what does Rava hold?
Rava?
I mean, he doesn't need to say Marayhu.
He doesn't need to say, there's no kash on him.
Well, what's the idea, though? I mean,
what do you mean, what's the idea?
It doesn't matter, even if he says Mace. Even if he says Lachayim, there's
no one love Nosei. Well, both ways. Either way. But even if he holds that Tzorach HaChayim doesn't matter, as long as he's machaving for Tachrichim, still he has no problem.
Okay.
Okay? I don't know if the fact that it hits the mace is considered Tashmish.
Right, okay. Maybe because there's already Tachrichim on him?
No, because he's not being mishamish with him.
Isn't it covering the mace, really?
Yeah, but that's not really, Tachrichim is supposed to be worn by the mace, not just thrown on top of him.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So, Ihachi, Hainu Diksani Allah, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Bemezvar Amamurim, Shalom Nagu Bimita, Aval Nagu Bimita Asurin. So, Rashi, Aval Nagu Bimita Asurin, Vimishim Marahu, Lamane Saran Binigias Hamita.
Right, because it's nothing. not Tashmish, and if it's not Azmana, so what's the Osir? Where's Megias HaMeis Osir?
Right. What if it was Hazmana?
If it was Hazmana, so then you'd understand that there's no Mai, you need a Maisa. And the Maisa is that you throw it on the mace. Like Taitsa says.
Well, you need Tashmish also, according to Rava, no?
According to Rava?
I mean, that's what the Gemara is saying.
The Gemara is going according to Rava, Gemara is asking Kasha on Rava, right?
It's asking on Abaye.
Saying Hazmana Milsi. Is the Gemara asking Kasha Hazmana Milsi?
No. The Gemara started with that it's the Bryce says Araya for Hazmana Lav Milsi. Then the Gemara answered, no, it's talking about Mararaihu.
One second, slowly. Oh, okay. Hazmana Lav Milsi.
Right.
Because otherwise it couldn't be Matzel.
Right.
Okay, so.
So I'm saying, is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel saying that Negiya Bemita is considered Tashmish?
No.
Well, then how is it becoming Aser?
Well, Mara's Kasha was, this is a case of Azmana, and you see there could be Matzel. Right?
Right.
Right.
So Gemara says, no, it's not a case of Hazmana at all.
Right.
Because it's not Tzarech HaMeis.
Right.
So then the Gemara asks a question. If that's the case, then why is not Mizasurin?
Right. So you must say it was not Mararaihu, but it really is Hazmana.
So you must say Mararaihu is Hazmana.
Right. So how would that help you?
So if Mararaihu is Hazmana, so how could there be Matzul?
Why didn't you
need
Hamita?
Right. How does that make a difference?
How does Negias HaMita make a difference?
Right.
Because you need a Maisa Hazmana. And Negias HaMita is the Maisa Hazmana.
So if it's not Negias HaMita, it's just
nothing.
The Zrika on its own is nothing?
No, it's nothing. It's Zrika, Stam Zrika.
Didn't you say before that even the Gia Bamita is not going to make it to Tachrich HaMeis?
No, but it will be Hazmana.
So what would it be Machlokas then?
Machlokas where?
If you learn that way, then within the Braisa, between the Tanakh Tam and Shimon ben Gamliel. But they say Nagu Mita is still mutter.
They hold Nagu Mita is still mutter.
Right.
Why? Because of Manu Lav Milsi. And Shem Gamil holds as Manu Milsi.
But Rava's not going to learn it that way.
Right.
Like, the Gemara has no problem with Rava, so Rava has to be able to learn it clean straight through according to Yeshita.
How do you know?
I thought that was like a premise.
At this point, the Gemara won't say that Rava holds everybody holds a lot of Milsi.
Wasn't that the premise in the last again when we tried to work out the three Tanam over there, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nasan, Tanakama?
Right.
Yeah, so why gives the same premise over here?
Well, what's the Kasha then? I mean, Abaye will say what covers Shem Gamliel and Rava will say like the Tanakama.
That's no good.
Why is that a problem?
Because at this point, they don't want to say it's Machlevis Tanayim. Didn't Rashi say that before?
Right, Rebbe, so we don't get that. So how could Rava learn the Braisa without it being without a Machlokas Tanaim of Hazmana Milsa or Hazmana Lav Milsa?
He can't.
So everybody holds Hazmana Lav Milsa, according to Rava?
According to Rava, it would be a Machlokas. If it's Nagu B'mitas, a Sovereign, he holds Hazmana Milsa. In other words, the only Gemara is trying to show is that Maisa Hazmana, and you got to say Shem Gamliel maintains Hazmana Milsa. And the Tanakam holds as one love also, which would be a kasha on a Rav and a kasha on a Baya. So Mupshach, if you're going to say that it says mana, that's, you don't have the answer of Agam Marayu, so then it's good why Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Nagub Mitas Asurin, because says mana. But if you're going to say that Agam Marayu is not considered as mana, so that'll explain the ratio. But the Sefer, how could the Sefer be accurate? Shimon Gamliel argue. There's no Maisa Zman altogether. The Gemara doesn't want to say Smachlekes from them at this point.
For one side.
What?
For Abaye.
Yeah, the Gemara doesn't want to say Smachlekes. According to this, it will come out of Smachlekes Tanayim. I mean, if you're going to say the ratio will prove to you Hazman Alav Nosi. Hazman Alav Nosi. And if you don't say Agam Marayu. So if you have a Tanar that holds Hazman Alav Nosi, like Rava, which is not good for Abaya, because he doesn't want to say that there's a Tanar that holds Pitay. And if you say that, Agav Marayu is nothing. So then you're not going to be able to explain the Sefer. So you got to say that you don't have Agav Marayu. So if you don't have Agav Marayu, so it is Azmana. But the ratio says Azmana Lav Nosa, and the Sefer says Azmana Nosa. So it's Azmana Chlegas Tanayim. So it's Kash on both.
So Rav is definitely more that there is a sheet that adopts away.
That there's a sheet that what?
Rubble
would be,
Rubble's
going to
hold
that as
Machlokes Tanayim, right?
They're both going to hold as
Machlokes Tanayim. On the end, I'm saying, but before...
At this point in the Gemara?
Yeah.
At this point in the Gemara, it's going to be Machlokes Tanayim. You're going to have to say as Mana Milsi. You're going to have to say it's as Mana. And the ratio holds as Mana Lav Milsi. And Rishon Gamliel holds as Mana Milsi.
Right.
But that's no good. So the Gemara wants to get it out of Azmana. It's not Azmana at all. It has nothing to do with Azmana. Because Agav Marayu means that you don't have Azmana if the Tzarech HaMeis doesn't instigate it.
So it counts on both?
So it'll come out to be a kasha on both. The ratio will be a kasha on Abaya, because Azmana Lav Nosi, and the Sefer will be a kasha on Rava.
Why didn't the Gemara ask this right away? I mean, it sounds.
The Gemara asks one Tana. You see, there's a Tana that holds as Manal Ad Nosi. That's against Abaya. So you have a Tana against Abaya. The Gemara is taking a piecemeal. So the Gemara says, no, there's no Tana against Abaya because it's not as Manal at all. So the Gemara says, he's going to say that. So then there was a Shulam Gamliel. So you see, it is as Manal. So it goes back to prove there's a Tana against Abaya. Kamen Machlekes Tanayim, maybe time against the Rebbe too, but that won't be good.
So in the end, they're both going to learn it the way the Gemara concludes, not just Abaye.
Right, they're both going to learn it. It has nothing to do with Azmana. Right.
Okay.
It's a fine point in what the definition of Azmana is. Does it go by the Mazmin? Or does it go by the mace? It's Tzorach HaChayim. And the Mechavim for Tachrich HaMeis. Do I say that that's considered Azma? Where it says, Mon is only where it's Tzorach HaMeis. It's a nice question. That's a nice Avmin Maskana. Let's go further.
Okay. Tirgma Ula, B'mita HaNegveres Imo.
Okay, Rashi.
Rashi b'mita hanikveres imo shenosin oso bach lekvura uregilin hayu lekovra imo hilkach.
So you see, they didn't bury them like in Eretz Yisrael. Just on the ground.
Right. Hilchach afal gav to mishum maraihuhu nasarin binagia umidrabanan mishum demechufi betachriche hames vasi lameimar tachriche hames mutarin aval b'mita shemes ba ein regil in lekorcha aleha betachriche kvura betachriche kvura ein asar mishum ein asar the mishum hazmana leka taha machmas tzarahu mishum gzera nami leka taha lamechufa betachriche hames.
Okay. So what are you good?
You're saying it's not a
mice hazmana? No, we're saying it's definitely not hazmana. Because hazmana has to be tzarech hames, not tzarech hachayim. Okay? So now, the only thing is that the mito that's the gveris emo, people will make a mistake and they'll think that that it's tachrichim. They'll mistake it for tachrichim because they both they get buried, he's buried in both of them. So even though it's not, because it's machmas tzaira, it's not aser, but better abono the aser, because you're going to be machmas with tachrichim emes. People aren't going to say it's not tachrichim. Really has nothing to do with the aser hazmana, nothing to do with the aser. It's just a simple gzera. People are ignorant and they mistake this for tachrichim. They'll think if this is muta, tachrichim are muta. They don't know any lumdus, and that's why they'll say it's muta. So the only question is, what's the machlegis? So they don't have the machlegis. I mean, that they will be machlefi or they won't be machlefi. Machlegis is in the psychology of the Amharic. So, I mean, see, I was thinking like this. Maybe it's a little creative, but I was thinking like this. That why are they doing it? Because they want to... they want to destroy all their money. So that's just a crazy emotion. So the Chachamim didn't want to go along with that. That's the machlekes. You go along and make a takana which supports a crazy emotion. Because the emotion is just an emotion. That they want to destroy their all their money because of them. So if you say it's usher, so you're going along with that emotion. If you say it's mutter, so then you say it's mutter, so then you're showing them that's not a valid emotion. It's baltachas. It's not a cover of mace, it's just you're just doing it because they want to usher all their money on them, and that's not a good emotion. That's why there's a Shavuot Aveda. So the question is, do the Chachamim make a takana which endorses a crazy emotion? So everybody holds a michlefi. But the question is, which is worse? Is it worse to have the possibility of michlefi, or is it worse to endorse an emotion which has no basis?
Right. So you can't even get to the problem with michlefi according to the Rabbanim.
That's right. That's right. Because it's like a crazy emotion. It's not an emotion that's endorsed by the Torah. That you mabe your mum because of a mace. That's like smacks of goyim.
Sorit srita.
What?
Like sorit srita on
mace. Yeah, right. So it's like an alien type of performance, ritual.
That means the machlokas, which is worse, or is the machlokas, can you have a takana that endorses an incorrect idea?
Same thing. I'm just saying that it'll be that what I say worse, because I'm saying everybody holds it michlefi. So you're gonna have michlefi is a sometimes it's gonna be takala, because it will be michlefi v'itachrish ames. But you can't protect yourself against that. Better that should happen. And you shouldn't support a crazy emotion.
But you're saying everyone agrees that in theory you could have a takana that supports an incorrect idea.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that that's the machlekes. Because this is more like, this is not just a wrong notion. I mean, Chazal always make takanas, we have wrong notions. Like the Sar Elf is Meschalif and Sar Basar. So there it's a legitimate mistake. But over here, the mistake is based on a crazy emotion. So you're endorsing it. We don't do that. That's not a kavod ames to destroy b'mabed mamon. That's overboard. That's almost like ma'aseh gayim. I sometimes they'll make a mistake and they'll confuse it with achrichei kvura, achrichei ames. You can't help it. You just can't make a takana like that. The pasuk you endorse. Right?
Yeah.
So apparently we hold it's not really like a ma'aseh of chukas hagoy. It's just a normal emotion. It's an understandable emotion.
I mean, it's interesting in the Rambam.
Yes.
Because he has the halacha, and then the next halacha, he has that we tell a person not to do it, though. Oh,
that's very good.
Lo
yashas
a kelim v'yashlichem the Kabbalah. Mutav litin osam la'aniyim v'al yashlichem l'rima v'tula'ah.
So that's very good, according to Ram. I mean, we do it because of the takana, but we want to take care of the other problem. So we're malamdin osan not to do it. That's very interesting. That's very good. It really supports the pshat.
And it's also not clear, according to Rambam, whether the mitzvah l'cherem l'hatzilan is that because of Hashavas Aveda like Rashi, or it could also be something particular to the sugya. Meaning that people try to save it specifically for that reason. Tartin on the Rambam. He doesn't mention Hashavas Aveda.
So, what do you mean? What?
I'm just thinking, according to the Rambam, it could also be that's why it's mitzvah l'cherem l'hatzilan is so that it shouldn't be destroyed.
But we don't pass in that way, right?
The old it is mitzvah l'cherem, which is if it's higila mita, it's too late.
Too late.
But the Ram says, "Kol akelim shizokin alames, shizokin alames alamita hanikdeus imo asurim hanaya shelo yischalfu b'tachlichem. Hayu avi v'imo mizokin kelim b'chamasan alames mitzvah l'cherem hatzilan. Imigila mita hanikdeus imo ein matzilan asam."
And then what does it say?
And then which that's the second halacha. And the third halacha is malamdin es adam shelo yachavlan, lo yavi des akelim v'yashlichem l'chabala.
So he took care of the other problem. That you don't support a crazy idea. So that's where he comes in with Malamdin also. So he holds it even Reb Shimon Gamliel maintains. He maintains there's another way to undo the wrong idea. But the Chacham will know that at the moment you act and you answer it, and you are supporting the idea.
Right,
it's mufach from the gzeir. Mufach from the gzeir, right.
It's interesting that the Rambam says we call hamarv is over bal tashkas. It's funny, like the Torah recognizes like a little bit. You can you can indulge the emotion just a little bit. Once it gets too much, then you're over bal tashkas.
That's a funny thing. Why should that be?
I am, that's what I'm saying.
What's the Lashon Rambam again?
The Rebbe? So it's a kol hamarv kelim al mace. Over mishum bal tashkas.
So marba must mean more than he needs.
Right. Otherwise,
more than tachrich.
Right.
I mean, isn't there another idea that there
fighting against besides those emotions of being distraught and doing this? Didn't the ancient cultures used to bury the mason with all kinds of tools they think they needed in the other world?
That's true.
So by giving into that emotion, you're also fostering that idea.
Yeah, but that's not what they want to do. I mean, they just want to be Mabed Mama, like Srita. They want to be...
They want to inflict pain.
Inflict pain on themselves. So they're inflicting pain by being master their mama.
Well, you mean that's a kiyam in the Avelis, you mean?
They think that is.
Look at the
but it's not.
So give me the rush.
Ready?
Yeah.
Is Kriya a completely different like a mudra outlet for that idea, or is it a completely different idea?
Kriya?
Yeah, the fact that you're destroying your baghead. Is that just like a halakhified outlet, or is it a completely like a totally different idea?
That's a totally different idea. In Kriya, the idea is that in the time of Avelis, so the person shouldn't engage in his appearance and how he appears. The kavod Adam is gone. So the Kriya is that in the presence of this event, of this occurrence, so his own kavod is unimportant. Because begadim are the kavod Adam. So it's kavod begadim are the kavod Adam. So at a time when the mason mutlafanov, there's no, he shouldn't be involved in kavod Adam. Kavod Asma. That's a different idea.
There's a positive expression of that by ripping your clothing.
Right. So there's no, that's why it's not in the Shemagawa Weebok, Seifo. It means that he degrades himself. He doesn't have the, he's not concerned with the, with his coven.
But it's Kimin Avelis.
Kimin Avelis.
It's Sak also.
Right. Aether.
Right. The Markle.
It covers up the mirrors also.
That's a different idea. That's not just destroying the Bivadam.
That's a different Kriya than the brothers did when they when Yosef was going to take Binyamin?
When Yosef
was going to take Binyamin, so they did Kriya.
I guess they showed that he's taking him away, could be he'll kill him, and they felt that that their covered Adam is gone. It's a tragic. It's a tragedy that should get a person to forget about his covet. Same idea, but that was full mountain Torah. So, but the svara is the same idea. It means that the covet atma was nothing. And why is it a shavas aveda?
Yeah.
Ain loch a shavas aveda gadol mizeh. Because the point is that they're out of control. And later they'll be happy that you did it. It's just an emotion of the moment. So apparently that's considered a Shavas Aveda, where the person's not in their right mind and they're destroying something. So if you save it for them for when they get back to their right mind, that's considered a Shavas Aveda. Good question. Because in other words, you're right. If the person intentionally destroys something, it's not a Shavas Aveda. Because he's in full mind and he's destroying it. He wants to destroy it. What kind of a Shavas Aveda? He's mobbing it himself. But over here, it's the emotion of the moment. They're under the influence of the emotion of the moment. But later, they won't want to do that. They'll be sorry later. So they'll be happy that you returned it to them.
So, there's no Gemara Stas about, really, their
bylaws. Right.
So, if you'd be mocked yourself, same thing. You'd say it's it'd be Asher's
data
to give it back to him.
Yeah, if he's doing it because of he's overpowered by an emotion.
Right.
But if he's doing it mitaito, you're right. Then David's right. There's no Asher's data. He's doing it mitaito. But apparently that's the halacha. So you see, you derive a new halacha from here. If a person is b'shas kaso, or he's lost control of himself, so it's a mitzvah to stop him from shavas aveda, to stop him from destroying something. Of course, later he'll be sorry.
But it seems to have to be like a hysterical state, right?
Yeah, hysterical state. Yeah.
It's not just a guy has,
Right.
Doing anything.
Right, it's a hysterical state. Yeah. He's overpowered. The gavra's overpowered. Yeah, that's a good point. You see how delicate the halacha is, how precise.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because you could say that there's gemara das on an emotional thing, but there's still to be das here.
That's right.
If it's just a hysterical state, so it's removed from das.
That's correct. See, the meshiv aveda to the gavra because the gavra is not himself now. That's an interesting halacha. He's overpowered. Very fine, very fine distinction. So why does Rashi say in lo chashavas aveda godol mizeh? Rashi just said it's a chashavas aveda. He's out of control. So it's a bigger chesed to help him out in that state. Just give me a second one. In other words, by Hashavas Aveda in general, but Hashavas Aveda in general is where the guy was negligent and he lost it. So you're correcting his accidental negligence. So certainly where he's overpowered by an emotion and he's intentionally doing it, it's certainly a bigger mitzvah to correct it. In other words, you're helping him undo a bad accident. So over here, it's even a worse accident because he's overpowered. He's in a state where he's overpowered. So he's completely lost. It's more than just that you're helping him where he accidentally lost something.
So then shouldn't it be classified as chesed then? That's out of the framework of Hashavas Aveda.
I mean, that's what Mark is saying. Hashem's Veda is Chesed. So over here it's a greater Chesed. The greater form of Hashem's Veda because he's Ma'abed. He's rendering it in Aveda Midas. In the Shem Aveda. The Shem Aveda is greater. Because over there it acquires a Shem Aveda accidentally. Over here it's an Aveda Midas. Actually rendering it Veda. Could be, a good svaras. But at any rate, you see that if you monster a guy from his own emotions, that's a show to Veda. See the sensitivity of Chazal for the interpretation of the mitzvah. Otherwise, you can't understand Rav Shimei Gamliel. Right?
Right.
But if you say so, he's one like this, but it must be Asmana. So that'll prove Asmana Lav Nosi. Because if you say that, then at least you can understand Rav Shimei Gamliel. Because according to Rav Shimei Gamliel, it's Asmana, and if it's Igil Amito, so then it's like Karcho.
Right?
Right.
So we have to define that machlekes then, if that's the case.
Right.
All right. Which, who else? I couldn't find the Ran.
It was the
Chidushi Ran. I looked at it. I couldn't find it.
Yeah. Okay.
But he says the same thing you're saying?
Moshe, right?
Chidushi Ran?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the same thing?
Yeah. The Chidushi Ran has a whole, like, setup of the whole sugya, but it's set in...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
In the middle there, towards the end, he mentions that.
Ah, okay. So it's the same thing as the Yad Ramah.
Yeah.
You want to read that part of it?
This is the Sharon?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Because he's a hayu avi v'imo mizarkin bo kelim, hazriko etzad hameis hi hamaisa, uchashenagu hakelim b'meis, have kikarachto b'hem, o ki ilu nikvar imam. V'hayinu d'nichalei l'rava, hay v'katani ala v'im nagu b'mita asurim. Aval b'lo nagu mitzvah l'hatzilam. The hazman alav nosei hilchah kivan the kaima on kirava lo have a tzorich on the frushe l'reisha mishum arayim. But the seifa mishum the mechavik dachrichei hamis.
Because he's going to say I got marayim, so it won't be able to be yosef. Because there won't be any hazmana. Even though it's karcha, but you mean based on Rav Chisda. Correct.
I think so.
Okay.
And he also mentions that. Then he mentions the Rif, because the Rif holds in general like Rava, but then he explains this Brisa in terms of the Gzera. So like there doesn't seem to be a necessity for it according to this understanding.
He explains the Brisa according to...
According to the, he says that the Seifa is a Gzera, the Gzera of Shema Mechalta. So you don't need that according to Rava, because the Brisa is good to begin with according to this parish.
So the Rif is different.
Well, the Rif, he explains, about a Rif, Zal Hevi Hach Tirguma Derula, that it's the Gzera of Shemim Michalfe, so Mashma de Savarle, the Hach Svara, Afagav de Itamel, Terutze Svara de Abaye, Kushel de Milsa Hachio. That even though it's only brought in for Abaye, like Rava accepts it as the explanation, even though he doesn't need it.
According to the way I learned, though, the Rif would need it.
Right.
Okay.
So he's going to try to explain the Rif according to his Svara.
Right. Okay, so what's the machlekes of Shemim Gomer and Chacham? Is Nagu the Mita, why should that be considered Kilo Karchav? That's the problem. It's just Nagu. And it's not even the Mace, it's the Mita.
Like physically it touches the bed?
That's what it meant.
Okay.
So I couldn't figure that out.
Right. I mean, we thought maybe like it didn't mean like literally it touches it, but like it lands on like on the mace.
No, it doesn't say that.
Okay.
Mita is considered the karcha. And he even though it's like rubber, you have to say it's asa. Anyways. Definition of at all. Just says Nagu Bamita. Is that the guy? See, the Rif doesn't. I think the Ran is right. The Rif doesn't like that. The Rif just tells it that if the Rif's learning like the Ran, he just holds the Gemara just saying the Svara. But the Gemara, but the Liba the Emes, it's not really, they don't really help me. Gemara's just saying it to answer. But the Svara has to be like this. It'll be a different shot in Rava. That Rava would say that why is Azman Alav Nolsehi? Because he could always change his mind. Because it's only Azmana. But Karchalbo is where he's not going to change his mind anymore. But really, in other words, the problem with Azmana is it's not definite. Because he could always change his mind. It's only Azmana. It's not, it's not a Dava Katzer. It's not Lachlutin. It's not, decisive. But once it's Naga Benita, he's definitely, Mesiach Das from it. So it's definite. And once his das is definite, so then there's no problem anymore of hazmana. That's what I was there. And hazmana, really, the problem with hazmana is because he can change his mind. It's not, the libo is not showing. But once it's naga b'mita, he definitely gives up. So the hazmana will be activated. But that's why I think the Rif learned that that's just in the Gemara's Havamina. But the Maskan, the Gemara doesn't learn that Pshat and Rava.
So it's machlokas. I mean,
so machlokas is why Rava holds hazmana lav nosi. Is it because it's not definite? Because in his mind he can still change his mind. He's only being mazman. Or is the pshat because the way we learned before? In other words, that he must actualize it. Must become tashmish.
Yeah, I meant the machlokas Rabban and Rav Shimon Gamaliel. Means the same thing?
Yeah, Rabban will just hold the normal way.
They'll hold the normal way. That would be the machlokas.
I mean, it's only fiction.
No, sir. But according to the Chachamim, you require Tashmish. According to Rav Shimon Gamaliel, you require his dash should be complete on Hazmana. After opening up in the machlekes. All right, up in.
Toshma, kisha sa'ul hanyach bo tefillin, asur lahanyach bo maos. Hanyach bo tefillin, yanyach bo maos. Rashi, asur lahanyach bo maos, da hazmona milsehi v'kashya l'rova. Hanyach bo tefillin chulu v'akroi ba'alma. Ema, Asa'o v'hiniach bo tefillin, asu l'hanyach bo maos, kidrav chista. You really need both. You have to make it with the kavana, and you need the hanach of tefillin. Rashi, ema hachi, kis sha'asa'o l'tefillin, v'hiniach bo tefillin, asu l'hanyach bo maos. And we shim seifa, itzrich l'misnie, la'ashma inan kidrav chista. Tzarbe v'lo azmane, lo havu tashmishi mitzvah b'hachi.
Where's my son? That has mono love no saying.
Right.
That Rashi's not learning, it's a matter of pshat. Rashi's not learning that he's being my gear the brisa. Oh, of course it's not in the brisa. So how could the Gemara say that the brisa, you should change the words in the brisa? So Rashi's saying, the Gemara assumes the Dava Pashit that Hazmana Lav Nilsi. So when it says Shaso, it doesn't mean Aso, it means Aso Venirbo. Because the Brisa assumes it's a Dava Pashit that Hazmana Lav Nilsi. So if that's the case, the Rashi has no Chiddush.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah, that's the only way you could assume it,
is
if it's obvious.
Right. That's what I think Rashi's saying. It's a sharp point.
Right.
He's not learning. He doesn't want to learn that the Gemara is actually saying there's a toss in the Brisa. Because the Gemara should have said, Chasur Mechzer V'Achik Tanik.
Toshma, Amar Le'uman, Aseili Tik Shal Sefer, O Nartik Shal Tzvillim, Ad Shalom Nishtamish Behen Kodesh, Mutter Lihishtamish Behen Chol. Nishtamish Behen Kodesh, Asur Lihishtamish Behen Chol. So it proves Hazmana Lav Nosi.
So it proves Hazmana Lav Nosi.
Here's the more answers. Tanaihi. Desanya, Tzipan Zahav, o shatola alehem or shal behemet meya psulos or behemet tahora ksheros afal pi shlo ibdan lishma. Shem Gamliel omer af or behemet tahora psulos ad she yabdu lishma. Rashi, Tzipan Zahav, Litvillen, Psulos, Halachal Moshmi Sinayu, Talalehen, Lashon Talai, Klamar, Chipan Boor Behemet Mea, Psulos, Tachsiv Behen, Laman Tia Torah Sashem Beficha, Avagav Shalom Ibdu, Laor Ze Lishmo, the Hazmano Lav Milsehiv, Lo Ichpaslan, Lanba.
Slowly. Okay. This is a big problem. What does Lishmo have to do with Hazmana?
Right.
So Rashi says, "Al pishalo ibn lishmon, ba'arzel lishmo, as mana lav milsa hivelo ichpis lan ba." So what is Rashi saying? What does it got to do with asmana?
Right, and also funny thing, like if you just because you know hasmana lav milsa he doesn't mean you know anything about ibn lishma.
What?
Meaning you only know about Hazmana Lav Milsehi. You know that right?
Right.
So that, but you, now Ibn Lishma is a new thing.
It's a new thing, right.
So now you don't know, how can you say we don't care about Ibn Lishma? You could just...
That's correct. Because
you have no knowledge about Ibn Lishma. Like, that's exactly the question.
Yeah, well, what's it got to do with it?
Right.
Mana milsa, you'd have to be ma'abed lishma.
Right.
Why is it telling that one? What is ibid ha'or? Ibid ha'or is asmana sa'or. Correct?
Right.
So if asmana milsa, so then it's part of the halachic institution of tefillin. So it requires lishma. But if asmana lav milsa, so it's extraneous to Asiyas Tefillin.
Right.
In other words, the halacha is the or has to be mehubah. In other words, it has to be, you have to prepare the or in a certain way. So if Hazmana Lav Milsehi, so it's extraneous to Asiyas Tefillin. But if Hazmana Milsehi, so it's not extraneous to Asiyas Tefillin.
Right, that's fair.
With Hazmana. In other words, Ibud Ha'or is Hazmanas Ha'or. Because that's what you're doing. You're preparing the Or for the Tefillin, the Or has to be Mubah. So if you're going to say that Hazmana Lav Milsehi, so it's completely extraneous to the Asiyas Tefillin. But if you're going to say Hazmana Milsehi, so then it's not extraneous to the Asiyas part, it's a component of the Asiyas Tefillin. Because Hazmana Milsehi. So if it's a component of a Asiyas Tefillin, it's going to require Lishma. Mubad. That's what you need. So if you do the, when you're doing the Ibud, what are you doing? You're preparing the Or. So if Hazmana Milsehi, so then the preparation is a part of the Asiyas Tefillin. Because that's mana milsehi. But if it's not, so it's completely extraneous.
Right.
Asiyas Tefillin doesn't begin with a Ibud.
So then you just would need that state for it in order to...
Just need a state.
Right.
It's been the or for something else, that it's no good. As long as it's mubah. Yeah, I can understand if you're Mazmin at Lashem Tefillin, so then you'll say that it has to be done Lashma. But where do you see that if you're Mazmin at Lashem Tevracher, that then where there's no Maisa Zmana, that it's no good? If you need Ibud, If halach is that you need an or mu'ubad, okay, so that's the only halach and tefillin. So I understand if you're machaven to do the ibud for the tefillin, so it's hazmana, so it'll require lishma. But let's say, for instance, I do the ibud for a different reason. What do you see that that's no good? What do you see that I have to do the ibud lishma?
Maybe we're just missing a fact here. Just in the first half of the question you just asked, you said if you do it for tefillin, then you understand that it needs to be lishma.
Right.
Isn't doing it l'shem tefillin what lishma means?
No, if you mazmin it for tefillin. In other words, hazmana milsi is only where the gavra does a ma'isa hazmana.
Right.
So I can understand that the gavra does a ma'isa hazmana, so it's part of a siyas tefillin, because it's nitfas, so the hazmana is nitfas. So therefore, it's going to be, he's going to require lishma. But that's not the same thing as saying that every time you ma'abe the yor, you have to do a lishma, because you're not excluding the case where he doesn't have, you don't have any hazmana. If you tell me the requirement for tefillin is simply to be an or me'ubad, that's all. So now you'll say, but if I'm mazman, it's l'shem tefillin, so it's hazmana milsei. So therefore, it's part of hazcholas tefillin, so it requires l'shma. That I understand. But where do you see that if I'm mazman, it's l'shem dovracha, that it's no good? Hazmana. And they'll say, so then I could understand that if you were mazmin the or if you were mabe the or l'shem tefillin, so that's a ma'is hazmana.
Right.
So it's going to require l'shma. But that's not the same thing as, since all I need is an or ma'ubad, so if I was mabe the or l'shem dover acher, where do you see that that's no good? Then there's no hazmana. It's only where there's hazmana you'll say it's part of hazcholas tefillin. But let's say there's no hazmana. How do you know that? How do you know it's no good? Doesn't say you need hazmana. Hazmana milsi. So I can understand you'll say that if you mazmin the or l'shem tefillin, so now the hazmana is the inception of the process of asiyas tefillin, so it needs l'shma. But it doesn't mean, that's not the same thing as saying you must be mazmin the or l'shem tefillin. If all I need is an or me'ubad, so let's say I have an or me'ubad and I was mabed for l'shem something else, now I want to use the tefillin.
Right, I think I understand that question. I don't understand, in your asking of the question, you're saying that when you're mazmin at l'shem tefillin, so then you understand that you need to do it l'shma.
Right.
But aren't those two things the same, being mazmin l'shem tefillin and it being l'shma?
That's a separate question. Apparently Rashi holds not. That's stomachash on Rashi. That's a good question also. That if you're l'shma milsi, so when you're mazmin the or, so you shouldn't need l'shma. That's like Rabbein Tam.
Is there anything? Isn't something?
The when I'm being ma'abe the or have in mind and doing it for tzom.
And lishma means?
That's what you have to say, Lachard. Lishma means something else. Lishma means l'shem kedushas tzom. Uh-huh. If you're going to say that, hazmana is. You can say that hazmana is ipso facto is l'shma, so then what's the whole problem? And what's it got to do with it? Hazmana. By the mace, you're talking about Isuri Hanoah. Tikshel Tzilin, not Tikshel Tzilin or Tikshel Sefer. It means that it's an isra of being mishnah, it's designated for kedusha. But that's not the same thing as saying you need a din lishma in the process. You want to be more, a little more refined. The two are not commensurate.
Right.
Because one is simply saying that I'm magdish it. So therefore it's an isra hanoah. But that's not the same thing as saying that hazmana requires lishma. Because I could say that the only thing that requires lishma is a siyas tefillin, not when you magdish the tefillin. Not a ma'isa that's magdish the tefillin. You know what I mean? That, I think, is a better kasha. In other words, all you see by hazmana milsa is that if you're, by Yisur HaNoah, if you're mazmin at l'meis, so it means that it's as if it's already, it has the same mace, it has the same nisran on it. But it doesn't mean that it's, it doesn't mean that that it actually functioned for the mace. You don't need it to function for the mace. So over here, how does that prove that the hazmona is going to require, I could say hazmona doesn't require lishma, because it's only hazmona. So the only thing hazmona does is it's magdish l'shem tefillin. Magdish the oral l'shem tefillin. But where do you see that needs lishma? Maybe the part, maybe only asiyas tefillin needs lishma. Asiyas tefillin begins after ibud. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're not commensurate. It's two different types of halachas. It is by saying below ichpes lomar. Magdish it for the tzom. So then you have to be magdish it for the tzom l'shem kedushas tzom. And then when you really get into a little deeper, I mean, at first I thought I had a Gemara, but I see not. If you think clearly here, a little deeper, the two have no sheikhs. Allah being Magdish. For instance, Tikshel Sefer Torah. So, Tikshel Sefer. So, what are you going to say that that's part of the Sefer? It's completely extraneous. The only thing is you're being magdish at l'shem kedushas sefer Torah. It's tashmishe kedusha. But it's not the sefer Torah. It has no shachas. Say that if hazmona milsa, you got to do the hazmona milsa, that's not considered lishma. Because he asked me before, what's the difference in Hazmona between Lishma? It would seem if he's Mazman the Or, that is Lishma. Because the Hazmona is Lashem Kedusha Stone, that's what he's doing it for. Rashi, when you look at Rashi, he doesn't really exclude that. A possibility. The only approach I have, I mean, it's, I'd like to develop it and think about it a little more, but the only approach I have, unless you want to think about it yourselves, it's up to you. Lishma is that the Kedushas Tefillin can't emerge automatically. So, if there's no process of Hazmona, so then there's no problem. It's not automatic because there's nothing preceding it. But if Hazmona Milsahi, so that means that there is that you can't proceed it with Hazmona. There is a process that can't precede it. So that's a process. So now, if you don't do Hazmona, if you did a L'shem Davar Acher, so it will be like the Kedusha emerges by itself. By itself meaning that in contradistinction to a process that it could have had.
Why does it require that process?
What?
Why can't it be automatic?
That's the halacha of lishma. That lishma means the kedusha can't emerge automatically. So if the kedusha can't emerge automatically, and hazmona milsi, so you can't be mazmin the or for the tefillin. And since you weren't, you bypassed. You bypass the process, so then it's considered like it's emerging automatically.
The evil lishma in this case would be the hazmona.
I wouldn't be against saying that because that's hard to differentiate unless you say you need dibur by lishma.
Right.
Well, what is he mazmina for? He's mazmina for a tefillin, so there's not a shame kedushas tefillin.
Right.
So the thing is that lishma is not just a positive halacha; it's a negative halacha, also. That you can't have in tefillin kedusha suddenly emerging. So if there is a possible pre-process, and you don't use that process, you're starting the tefillin in a place where it's not really the beginning, so to speak. You're avoiding lishma.
Is it like it would be like haphazard?
Yeah, like haphazard. So in other words, you can't just haphazardly take ritzulos and use them for tefillin. So if there's no pre-process possible that has a sheikhus to tefillin, so then there's no problem. But if there is a pre-process that has a sheikhus to tefillin, and you just take a pair of tefillin that didn't have that pre-process, so then it's just like you're taking it me'alma.
Right.
And now I'm going to use them for tefillin. But if there's a pre-process of, if it's possible to do something before, to be mazmin the tefillin, so then that makes not being mazmin having the tefillin emerge automatically. Automatically means in contradistinction to what you could do. So if Hazmona Milsi, so then it means you can do it through Hazmona. You can apply a process of Hazmona to the Kedusha Tefillin. And now you didn't. So you just took it Me'alma. If Hazmona Milsi, then you have to be Mazmin the Tefillin, Hashem Kedusha Tefillin. Otherwise you're avoiding it. You're just picking it up. It has a defect as if you're just picking it up me'alma. Is law anything possible for lishma must always be used. And if you don't, it looks like it lacks in kedushas tefillin, because it's a degradation to the tefillin. They just took it from nowhere and was made for something else, and you took it from nowhere, and you want to use it for tefillin. But if Hazmona Lav Milsi, you can't say it took it from nowhere. Because there's nothing, no other place to take it from.
Right.
You're always taking it me'alma. Gotta be along those lines. That law means, when I look at the tomb, every step that's possible was involved in every step that's possible was involved in Lishmov tone. It's like a, it's not simply that if you have a process, that's a siyas tefillin in Lishmov. It means the whole cheftza has to be, you have to relate to the cheftza in a certain way. The kedushas tone. It's halacha in the kedushas tone. I have to relate to Kedushas Tefillin in a way that you went out of your way in every step that was made for L'shem Tefillin. So if Hazmona Lav Milsi, so there's no step. But if Hazmona Milsi, so there is a possibility for a pre-process that would involve the Tefillin, and you didn't do it, so it's going to lack in Kedushas Lishma. And it's like a bazillion, like you took it me'alma. So lishma is not just a positive halacha, it's a negative halacha. So you can't have a situation where you bypass the process and you just, the last minute you decide it's going to be thrown. But only if it's possible to do it
with hasmana. You have a pre-process. But if you don't have a pre-process, then there's no problem. You didn't bypass anything. But Kedusha's throne demands that the person strives in every way possible to endow the tefillin with a special quality of lishma. A special quality of lishma. So everywhere that it's possible, he has to do it. And any activity that's shaykh to the tefillin, he has to do it. Otherwise, in other words, any activity that could be attributed to the tefillin requires that it be done lishma. Can't bypass any process. Have to refine it a little more. I think that's the only approach you can take here. To refine a little more. We'll think about it a little more. Hasmana milsa has nothing to do with the tefillin. That's halacha when you designate something that is designated.
Right.
But what does it got to do with the seif tefillin?
Right.
It's from tikshul sefer Torah, not tikshul tefillin. It has nothing to do with the tefillin. But you're designating it for the Kedushas Tashmish tefillin. So where do you see that the designation of Kedusha requires Lishma? That you don't see. It's not a part of the process. ...to my previous kasha. I think that's much clearer. That could be done Lishma, must be done Lishma. Lishma means not simply that the processes require a quality of Lishma, but every process that's associated to the tefillin that could be done Lishma must be done Lishma. Otherwise it's considered like the Kedusha emerges by automatically. If there's a possible process that you miss, it gives it the shame automatic. Gives it, makes the concept of being automatic. Because you're shortchanging it. In other words, you're short-circuiting the process. Fusion of Lishma in the Cheft Shalton.
And so theoretically, there was another thing you could do Lishma, you have to do that too.
That's right.
It's not just like you need one thing to proceed. You need as much as you can possibly get.
That's right. So you have to be machsheh of the tefillin. So if you avoid a process, and you just take a piece of ritzua that's hanging around, so it lacks in the... lacks in the chashivas of tone if you're not machshev it enough to use every opportunity of lishma. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what it means, lech teslamba. We don't care that he didn't take the trouble to do the azman lishma, to do the ibudar lishma. Doesn't show that he lacks in the chashivas of asiyas atzom, because he had no choice.
Right.
But if he has a choice, then and he doesn't do it, he abandons it, so then it lacks in chashivas asiyas atzom. Every opportunity of lishma must be in the tzom. It's not just a qualification of the asiyah.
Okay.
It's a qualification of the whole of the entity of kedusha tzom.
Help answer Tosis' question?
What's that?
Would this approach also help answer Tosis' question?
Would answer Tosis' question?
Like, Tosis asked the question that in the Gemara...
And we're passing the other way.
Because of the struggle to get him. Like, but that's the case of the oil of the Sefer Torah itself. So would that itself mean has mana, or could you start distinguishing according to Rashi?
We'll see when we get to Tosis.
Oh.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay. Afal pishalo ivdan lishman. Perish hakuntris. The hazmana lav melsihi. The lo ich baslan ba. The kashal rabinu tam. The kaimbulan bahazmana halacha kirava. Will be ibid lishma kaimbulan kiravisham megamliel.
They need ibid lishma.
Right. Kidimuchach beperkan ha nizkin. Behahu id asalakame de Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Bo. Amar le Sefer Torah shekusavtiv gvilin lo nevdu lishman. So the person says that this Sefer Torah that I wrote was not neva, didn't have ibid lishma. Amar le neman ata lahavsit tzcharech yata neman lahavsit Sefer Torah.
Okay, so you see, by Sefer Torah, you need Ibra Gvil Lishma.
Right.
And if you hold Azman Lav Milsi, your rationals, you don't need it. So it's a Tzad to the Sasri. Okay, go ahead.
Ve'in l'chalik ben or shel tefillin l'gvil shel Sefer Torah, d'hash shin shel tefillin halach al Moshe Mitzinai.
What does it mean there?
Did he say it's like a
dink
siva?
Yeah, go ahead.
That you see that since you need to produce the os of the shin, right? You can't just say that it doesn't require ibud at all, right? So he's saying that the halacha Moshe Mitzinai is telling you that there's a ksivas shin on the bias.
So therefore what?
Oh, so therefore if it's ksivas, so if it's a dink siva, so then you're going to need a. You're going to need the.
Well, what would I have said? What would the answer be to Rashi?
I mean, would you try to? You would say that you don't need Ibra at all.
Where? Vein lechalik, einor shel tzum legdul shel sefer.
But so you'd say that since the bias doesn't require it, wouldn't require ibud?
Wouldn't require ibud? We're speaking by Urshel Tzilin, right?
Right.
And Rashi says it doesn't require ibud because there's Man Lav Milsi. So how does that help you? What if Man Lav Milsi requires it? And what Taisus means is that the Orshel Tzilin, you're on the right path, but what he's saying is the Ein Lechalek Bein Orshel Tzilin Gvil Shel Sefer Torah, and you'll say that Gvil Shel Sefer Torah requires Lishma, even if you say that Azman Alav Milsi, because it's a din in the Ksav, because the Ibud is Ibud Or is Lishem Ksiva. And ksiva requires lishma. Mm. So that's why it has nothing to do with tzum. And over there we hold like of Shem Gamliel, because that's halach and ksav. Because the gvil is mu'ubad lishem ksav. It's the backdrop of the ksav. So it has din ksav in the gvil. And ksav requires lishma.
Rabbi?
Yes?
I thought that the halacha of ksiva lishma only applied to the shemos?
That's Machlokes.
Oh, okay.
That's the Rambam.
Okay, Tosfos holds the other way?
Tosfos holds the other way.
Oh, okay.
So that was his possibility. Okay? The possibility was that when it comes to Ksiva, everybody requires Lishma. But when it comes to Asiyas Atfilin, that'll depend. If you say that it's... If you say that Azman and Milsahi, so then everything must be done Lishma. If you say Azman and Lav Milsahi, so then it doesn't require Lishma. That wasn't Havamina. But he says, that's no good. Why is it no good? So Ashin Shil Tzulin, Halach HaLamosh Misinai. Meaning that what?
Also.
That there's a din ksav by tzum as well. There's a din ksav by tzum as well. That's what he's saying.
because the shin is a ksav.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Is there a machlokas already?
That's what I'm wondering about, whether Rashi can learn. I mean, just think about Rashi. Just give me a second. And maybe Rashi holds that it requires a tsuras shin, but it's not a din ksav. Because the thing is,
isn't there no? It's not really a maisik siva.
That's what you could say. But like I said, it's a little speculation there. I mean, there's not enough information to go on. But Rashi could hold that it's not a din maisik siva, because it really isn't. There's no backdrop. It's just the aura itself.
Right.
That you create, that you have to have a tzura shin. But it's not a loch of ksav. But Taisa is no way. Taisa is a loch of ksav. Okay, so what does Rabbeinu Tam say?
Mufarsh Rabbeinu Tam, the Rava, the Amar, has mana lav milsahi, sovar krav shim gamliel, the bay ibid lishma.
Just give me a second. You take this, you don't have to say it as din ksav. You can say it's a din of an os. And an os, I mean an os, yeah. And the os, once you have the os, so then you require lishma. It's because of the osios. To create osios, you require from us. It doesn't matter if it's din ksav. That's mom astavar. That the osios have to be lishma, and the shin shel tzon is a din of the os. Even if you say it's a tzuras os, but it's definitely a tzura. It's definitely a tzuras os. So osios require lishma. That's what I think Taisus is saying.
Rashi
goes
only ksav lishma.
See that? I don't know. That's what I say is a little speculation. You'd have to have a raya for that.
No, it's what? So what is it?
The shin shel tzon aloch lemosh misinai. So it has a din of an os, shin. But it's aloch lemosh misinai gives it the din os. But on its own, it doesn't have a dinos. So the question is whether aloha of lishma applies to it or not. Since the os emerges from the aloha of Moshe Misinai, it's a different kind of an os. Is an exceptional halacha. It means that really
can you say that the question is how the Loch Moshe Sinai produced the how it was gave it a shemos? Is it the same os as before? I mean, what's the halacha machshavah? Is it just that you need a mechanism to give this the os from the same shame os as everything else?
Right.
Or is it just it's a new institution?
Right. You mean it's just a tzuras shin?
Yeah. It's its own halacha. It's its own institution. Totally.
That's correct. So then the or wouldn't be a vehicle of ksav.
Right.
It's just a tsuras. It's a loch lemosh misinai you need it that has a din tsuras shin. Separate institution. Well, the Lach L'Mosh Misinai comes along and tells you that has a dinos.
Right, same dinos as...
as any other dinos.
Right.
Could be. That would be the Machlekes. What does the Lach L'Mosh Misinai do? Lach L'Mosh Misinai tells you that it has a dinos, or the Lach L'Mosh Misinai is simply that it has a tsurasos. It is an os machmas tsuraso. It's a din in tsurasos. But it's not, it doesn't have a din os like kolotharakula. What do we say? The Lach L'Mosh Misinai renders it an os like kolotharakula. In other words, the Lach L'Mosh Misinai, does the Lach L'Mosh Misinai tell you that you need a tsurasos here, and it has a separate din of tsurasos? Or the Lach L'Mosh Misinai tells you that through doing this tsura, you're creating an os. But it's not a din tsurasos per se, a different type of os. If the Lach L'Mosh Misinai tells you that the din os, so then it's just like Sefer Torah. It's just the Lach L'Mosh Misinai tells you that over here you don't have to have a backdrop. You just have to have, you just have to do it through Chakika. What the Lach is, it's just a din tsurasos that's required. The Lach L'Mosh Misinai requires a tsurasos. So it has a din of a tsurasos. But it doesn't have a din of os kolotharakula. That could be the machlegis. That would be nice. Okay, so you want to go further?
Okay.
All right, now here comes the hot pot. Okay, go ahead.
Mfarsh ben Atam, the Rava de Amar Hazmana Lav Milsehi, Savar Krav Shema Gamliel, the boy Ibud Lashma. Mishum de lo sagi bahazmana.
That's it.
Right.
Very little here in this thesis.
Right.
Sounds like far as the fuchas. Hazmana lav milsehi, so then you need ibud lishma. But thesis explains it a little more, a lot more, in Menachas.
Right.
And in Menachas, what does he say there? It's a funny thing, it doesn't explain it all over here.
Right.
But Menachas, he does.
All of the Tosfos?
Yeah, from Mi Rabbeinu Tam V'Rach.
Okay. Mi Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu Chanan El Pershu, the Rova Krav Shem Gamliel, the Kimin the Bay Ibud Lishmo, Imkain Hazmana Lav Melsehi. Di Melsehi, Afshar Bechito Chaor, Ubitikunim Kitanim, Sagi le Shavye Lishma.
Why? What is that? Here's where he gives his reason. It's an amazing thing. This thesis, it should say that he, on the side, that it's explained over here.
Right.
Because over here it doesn't say anything. It's unusual. But he explains the whole thing over here. So what is he explaining? Chitachor means cutting the yor, not just ibud. When you cut the yor, you make it the right size. You cut it off the behema. Ubetikunim ketanim, sagi l'shavi l'shma. That's his answer. So what is his? How does it fit into his whole view of the? Of Hazmana Milsa, Hazmana Lav Milsa, Ibud Lishma, Ibud Shlo Lishma. He just very brief. See, so I was thinking about the Rabbeinu Tam. I was thinking Rabbeinu Tam, unless you guys have something to say. Rabbeinu Tam learns in Hazmana a new thing, that you can't say Hazmana Milsa unless there's a Maisa involved.
Is
there a Maisa
what involved?
Maisa Asiya. If Hazmana Milsa, it means that it has a din Asiya. And that's why it's Nesar.
That's the Rabbi Tam learns. So he learns that there has to be, if you're going to say Hazmana Milsa, you must say there's a dinasiya in the Hazmana. Otherwise, it wouldn't be effective. So therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, once you have a dinasiya there, so then you can do that. So if you hold Hazmana Milsa, you say you don't need the objective asiya. The subjective asiya of Hazmana will be enough to do it lishma. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Mechadesh. Now, if you hold Hazmana Milsa, you must maintain that there's a din asiya. If there's no din asiya, the Hazmana wouldn't work. It's not just Hazmana that the Gavra's Mazmin Bedaito. You have to have a din asiya as well. In order to be a Maisa Ho'oseris. So if there's a din of asiya, so then you could apply the din asiya over here also, and then asiya lishma doesn't have to entail the objective asiya of Ibud.
Right.
It could go via the asiya of Hazmana. That's what Rabbeinu Tam's saying.
Is that different than in the Netila that the other Tos was held?
That what?
The Netila.
Or they need a Maisa Netila.
Yeah, that's different, right?
No, that's the same thing. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam maintained. And why do you need a Maisa Netiva? Because it has, in order to render, in order to give it a din of asiya.
But what's the asiya there? What's the asiya when you do Netila? You know you do Netila, al shame mace?
That's Rabbeinu Tam over there anyways.
Right, that's the thing.
But he says you need a Maisa. But where is the Maisa?
Can it go back to the Maisa Shechita, Rabbi? And designate this cow for the or should be for tefillin?
No, that would be like the strings for the tefillah. That's too far back.
Too far back.
Has to be a CSOR. But it doesn't have to be Ibud. Chaticha is also Asiya. That's a good question. Because Taisa says in his Avmin Mashma, the Bezvigar Balma below Shemaisa Mahani. Unless he holds as mona al yidei maisa is tchilas asiya. I don't know. It's a good question. Good question. I don't know. But that's the Rabbeinu Tam and Menachas.
How does the idea of asiya help us with lishma?
Because the halacha is that it has to be asiya, has to be lishma. That's the halacha.
Right.
So, if you hold Hazmana Lav Milsahi, so you need the objective Asiya, which is Ibud. But if you hold Hazmana Milsahi, so Rabbeinu Tam maintains that you must maintain that the reason why Hazmana Milsahi and it has the shame is because there's a din Asiya in the Hazmana. Like Ari Beger Lemes, there's a din Asiya. So, since there's a din Asiya there, so there will be a din Asiya, it's a subjective Asiya. So he could be machatech ta'or, he could do anything he wants. Any small thing which is considered a maisa asiya is subjectively, as long as he does it l'shem hazmana, so it's considered asiya. There's a din asiya. So then he could do l'shman and chitech ta'or.
You're saying the ibud is objective, but the other things are not?
The ibud is objective asiya, right. But if you say hazmana milsa, you're saying there's subjective asiya. Because Rabbeinu Tam maintains that you couldn't have Hazmana unless it had a din asiya.
I mean, why is the Ibud objective?
Because that's how you make the or. That's the last process.
I mean, but it's not tefillin after you're ma'abed it yet.
No, but it's the or. The or is the or to or shel tefillin.
the or. But cutting the or is not enough, because cutting the or is not a CSR. Unless you say that subjectively is a denasia. So then anything which is then chitach also is enough.
And when he says lishma here, does he mean you're just doing it for the purpose of the chafetz of tefillin, or does he mean like the shame, some kedushas tefillin?
Shame kedushas tefillin. It would seem. I mean, it would seem. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
That's right, because Rashi doesn't hold that the if hazmana milsa, he has a din maisa.
Right.
That's what Ben Tam is saying. That's din maisa. That's the nafkamina. Is there din maisa in hazmana? Do you need din maisa? Asiyo, or you don't need din maisa? It just need, it must be done with shame adover. It's muzman. It's hazmana per se. You want to take the Rambam? There's an amazing Chuvas Rambam here. On Reb Chaim quotes it. Reb Chaim in the end of the Reb Chaim, I don't know if you saw it, he quotes a chuv from the Kesef Mishnah. But it's very hard for me to fit it in the way he has it. So he asks for kasha, it's very good kasha. He says like this. He says, Vayim b'tshuvas Rambam. Have you got it right at the end of the Reb Chaim?
Oh, well.
The very end of the Reb Chaim. Vayim b'tshuvas Rambam. Shuva b'kesef Mishnah Sham. He says, Hatam de b'mezuzah ain't tzarech ibud lishmo. Why is it mezuzah doesn't require ibud lishmo? And sefer Torah and tefillin do. Zilashonam, Neshalon Nishma bin Mezuzah Ibud Lishma. Echad the Lalitma Lalitma. That's what he says at first. But then he's not satisfied. Then Tama Maishna, Sefer Torah Tfilin Srichan Ibud Lishman. And here he gives a reason, a funny reason. Fisha Atzma shall Sefer Torah Va'atzman shall Tfilin Hain HaMitzvah. Va'atzma shall Mezuzah Eina HaMitzvah. Below Techoshev Mitzvah Elam Nesha Bayis Chayavah. So that's why it doesn't need Ibud Lishma. So Reb Chaim says, V'lechor ein emuvan. Tarei adin lishmon shall sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah hu machmas etzem din hu kedushas chefza shal yidei ksav shebayanu. That's why you need Ibud Lishma, because of the ksav, kedushas ksav. Tein zeh shayach klal adin chovas v'kiyam ha-mitzvah shebahen. Has nothing to do with the nature of the chovas, the hayim makayim the mitzvah. Then came my shayachas who din mitzvahs on le'inyan din shel lishma. My naf mina mu chovas aguf or chovas bias. Kivin al pok al kol panuk yushas on chodehi. Va'kos of bazeh, kos of bazeh. I mean, he's right. What is Ram talking about, whether it's chovas aguf or not? Ochein le'inyan my dairinin bagzera shova de ksiva ksiva. Benucha la milfa o miksivas parsha sota o miksivas sefer Torah. Bazeh shapir shayachach pircha. So he takes the Rambam completely out of it. I don't know if he's trying to answer the Rambam, but he takes down completely out of the Rambam's context. And he says that the reason is because you have the choice of being Yala from Sefer Torah or from Sota. And Rambam's saying that since it's not a Chovas Aguf, it's a Chovas Bias, so therefore the Alfusa is appropriate from Sota, which is not a Chovas Aguf. Okay, so once you learn it from Sota, so you learn out that you don't need Ibud Lishma. That's the way he's learning the Tshuva. But if you take a look at the Tshuva, it doesn't lend itself to that interpretation. I mean, unless you disagree with me. But take a look at the Tshuva.
Okay, Ilam Dina Rabbeinu Asunim to the Sefer Ava, Orsham Mazuzain Tzorchi Bilishma. Afo P, she shall say, Fatora Tzum Tzichini Bilishman. And if so, then in Layeyove Lishman. Imishim the Korilam Mazuzah Kadisha Kala, Halo Gam Kenitz Latrila Shel Yad Kadisha Kalahi, Yor Ilana Rabbeinu, May Ayan Zeba. Tshuva. Lomet Ne Zeu, Element Nation Lomishma, the Mazuzah Ibilishma Klau. The main bias name is Mezuzah. Havol Sefer Torah Tfilin Chavos Agufa Tadirai. Doesn't sound like he's talking anything about the Alfusa. He's saying because they're Chavos Aguf, and therefore, you need Kadesh Yam the Yomim Rabbim. What does he have to put down Kadesh Yam the Yomim Rabbim for, according to the Reb Chaim? I don't see Reb Chaim fits in his pshat. I mean, it's a good pshat, Reb Chaim's pshat. But unless he's just using the Rambam for his own means. But the Rambam itself is definitely not mashma like that. It's mashma is giving a tama mitzvah. Today she yam the yom rabbim. Which itself is strange. I mean, there's no place in halacha for a tama mitzvah. That's a different mitzvah. Right? I mean, I don't know how Reb Chaim does that, but it doesn't seem that's what he's saying.
Just factually, why does the fact that it's Chovas HaBayis mean you don't need it for Yom and Rabin?
It's a good question also.
Like, it almost sounds like he's going two ways. One way he's saying like the nature of the mitzvah is different and that's why you don't need it. And then he's also just giving a practical reason in addition.
Right. And yet he seems to be saying it's one reason.
Right. So it is.
That's right. The Rambam. You're right again. Shouldn't have said Echad Lo Malodmar. I should have said that really you have a choice to learn out from Sefer Torah, to learn out from Sota. But since you should have combined it all together, since it's not a Chovas Aguf, so the right limud is Sota. I mean, it's not what he's saying. It could be what Reb Chaim is saying, but it's not the Rambam. I don't know how to answer Reb Chaim and the Ram, but the Ram doesn't seem to be saying that. So I was thinking, the Tchilasei, and I was thinking that maybe the Rambam holds that there's a separate Kedusha in Tfilin and Sefer Torah of Kiyum Adar. So that's why the Ibud has to be Lishma. Because there's a key, there's a lacha in kiyum aklaf. There's a lishma in kiyum aklaf. Because the klaf has to be a dover shemeskayim, because it's a chovas aguf. If it's a chovas bias, so they're not machmer in that. The Torah wasn't machmer, a chovas bias, that the klaf should be a klaf that's yachol lamed yamim rabin. But in a chovas aguf, they were more machmir. Mechovas aguf, it requires a better klaf. So it requires ibud, and once it requires ibud, so it requires lishma. The only problem is, I mean, you're going to have to say that's part of Kedusha's tone. That's part of Kedusha's tone. So, Kedusha's film is that the cloth that the ksav is nechtav on has to be a good cloth. So, therefore, Laman Yamdu Yom Rabbim. And Torah only was Machayev that in something which has a higher Kedusha, which has a Kedusha Aguf. That would answer Moshe's question. But since it's chovas bias, it's not a practical thing. But since it's chovas bias, it's not on the same level of kedusha. So the Torah wasn't machayev on a kedusha skiyum. So since there's halacha by sefer Torah and tefillin of kedusha skiyum, so therefore the requires ibud. And once it requires ibud lishma. That's what I wanted to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Just what is the idea of kedushas kiyum have to do with lishma? Like, how does lishma produce kedushas kiyum? Lishma means lishem tefillin, lishem kedushas tefillin.
So, in other words, if you say that you needed better cloth for tefillin than for sefer Torah, right? So you're saying that you need ibud because you need that cloth for kedushas tefillin, that special cloth. So therefore, you need ibud.
Doesn't mezuzah also need ibud?
What?
Doesn't mezuzah also need ibud?
Mezuzah, no, it doesn't need it. Doesn't need it. See, ibud is been in the cloth.
It's not that mezuzah just doesn't need lishma.
Yeah, the ksiva needs lishma.
No. Does mezuzah not need any ibud? It just doesn't need ibud lishma, but it needs ibud, but it can be low lishma. You can't use matzah.
You can't? Does
that? You're right. It needs ibud, because without ibud, it wouldn't be a shame safer. But it doesn't need ibud for the kedushas. That Rav Chaim is machalko yet. Sometimes that you see the ibud is just to have a shame sefer. So it would need ibud for the shame sefer of the mezuzah, but not because of the kedushas mezuzah.
And the shmad halakha when the ibud is in the kedusha.
Is in the kedusha. So by tefillin and sefer Torah is a special kedusha of kiyum. So therefore, the ibud has to be l'shem kedusha, l'shem kedusha. But by mezuzah, there's no halacha of the ibud l'shem kedusha. It's just if it doesn't have ibud, it lacks the shem sefer. But there's no ibud aklaf per se. The only thing I didn't like about it is that it's creating a new kedusha. But I was very happy to find a Rambam that basically corroborates what I'm saying. But I think if you look in more carefully, he heard something which I think could answer that question. Take a look at the next tshuva, your test. There's somebody else the same name as Raman from Cordova. It just sounds funny. But anyways, but he says on Daf Samach, and if you have the Peridor on Daf Samach, where he says, V'raya Hashem is Shechrati. You got that?
Where? Oh, yeah, okay.
V'raya Hashem is Shechrati bo divrei ha'oma ma shekasafti b'chibur hu zeh ha'davar. Shesefer Torah Makudish Yoser Min Atfilin. Batfilin Yoser Min Amezuzah. Vecheni Ha'alacha Lamosh Misinai. Sheyiya Kol Echod Mehem Chozak Ubori. Kidei Sheyucha Lamod Uluskayim Kefi Kedushaso. I saw this, I was very happy. I saw that that's what he's saying. Sefer Torah Shu Yoser Makudish Kosen Oso Alor Sholem. Utfilin, that's both. In other words, Gvil. Tfilin ala klaf shehu chatzi or ova. That's the Ram saying it's the innermost. It's the thick or. Umezuzah ala chatzi achar hadak. That's the tzaraseya. Nimtza kol echad mehen mailoso kikdushaso. Rotsaloma mailas oro bikiyumo Uksivas kolechad mishlashtan b'makam anira l'ksiva. Kadesha take sivatama. Interesting. You see what he's saying here? I think that you, if you look carefully in what he's saying, I think it makes it takes care of that question that was left from the previous tshuva, because I think you can answer it according to what we said in the previous tshuva. The only thing is you're gonna have to say there's a different special kedushas kiyum. That's hard already. You know what I mean? To say that there's two things: there's kedushas ksav and kedushas kiyum. What he does over here is he unifies the kedushas ksav and the kiyum. You see, take a look. V'kachi alacha l'moshe misinai. Sheyiyeh or kol echad men chazak u'bori, kidei sheyuchal lamod l'skayim kefi kedushaso. Seifetar sheyuyosim akudish kos melsal or sholem. So the ksiva on the or sholem, that's chazak u'bori, is a halachin the ksav. That it should be a ksav that's l'skayim. So the cloth is part of the ksav, not a separate din kiyum. Utfilin ala klaf shil chatzi or ova. And the ksivas tfilin has to be done on a better, on the better half. So that's the halacha and the kedushas tfilin, that the ksav must be omedes. So now you see very clearly why it's not two things. You know, it's not two things, kedushas kiyum. Kedushas kiyum is kedushas ksav, because it means a ksav shim miskayim. Umezuzal chatzi ha'achar hadak. Nimso kol echad mehem ma'aloso kikdushoso. Rotsaloma amailas oro bikiyumo. Uksivas kol echad mishlashtan. B'makom anira l'ksiva. In other words, where you write it on the inside or the outside. So it's all halacha, and according to the maila of the kedusha, that's the nature of the ksav. And the background of the ksav, background of the ksav, which is the or, is a part of the ksav. It means it's a ksav on the skayim. It's not that the cheftas name is kayim apart from the ksav. It's a different ksav. It's a better ksav. It's a beautiful ramam. Each one is in accordance to its mila. If the mila's kedusha is the highest mila, so it must be written on the best thing, because the ksav must be a better ksav, a ksav that's miskayim. And if it's a little lower, like tefillin, it must be written on the better piece of the half, the cloth. And if it's a lower kedusha, because it's not a chovas gavra, it's a chovas bias. So then it's enough if it's written on the if it's written on the dechsustis. That ksav is enough.
Rabbi, what does Chovas Guf and Chovas Bias have to do with this?
No, but it means it's a higher Kedusha. Chovas Guf is a higher Kedusha. Chovas Bias is a conditional Chiv. So it doesn't have the same Kedusha as the Chovas Guf. That's what he means.
Right?
Yes.
But isn't the second Shuv implying that even Mezuzah has a Kedusha scheme?
Everything has to have kiyum, but the question is the extent of the kiyum.
So whether ibud would be necessary depends on what kind of kiyum.
That's right. So ibud and mezuzah is necessary, but not lishma, because there's no halacha in the cloth itself being a cloth shel kayama.
Ready?
In other words, where the cloth plays a role in the kiyum aksav, so then the ibud has to be lishma. But a mezuzah doesn't. The cloth is just there to create a sefer, a shem sefer. You understand what I mean? It's a very beautiful ramam. I mean, it's a. And you see clearly from the way he writes it over here that he wasn't just saying a reason before, which at first sight appears like he's saying a reason. But he says, Ninso kol echod mehem ma'loso kikidushoso. Rotsaloma Mailas Aro Bikiyumo. Uksivas Kolecha Mishlashtam, the Makamanira Luksiva, that's also. Kideshis Teiksiva Tama. So it's an amazing Rama. That the Ibud, when will you need Ibud Lishma? Where the cloth plays a role in the Kedusha of the Ksav. That's Laman Yamdu Yomim Rabim. But the Laman over here is more explicit. He splits up the Laman Yamdu Yomim Rabim to between Sefer Torah and Tefillin on two different levels. But on Mezuzah, it's just a shame Sefer.
Ready?
Yes.
We're just thinking maybe you could say that that's why in his first Jew he said Hechadei Itmar Itmar. That because, like, there's different, like, levels here. Like, in theory, you could have maybe constructed it and said that Sefer Torah is one level and Tefillin and Mezuzah are both less than Sefer Torah.
Right.
So they're all three are different levels. So how the Torah decided to group it, that Sefer Torah and Tefillin is one group and Mezuzah is separate, like, that needs to go with whatever the Torah decided.
That's correct.
Hechadei Itmar Itmar.
Hechadei Itmar Itmar, that's right. But he wants to explain why.
Right, right. But I'm saying both reasons are true. Like there's a value in saying Hechadei Itmar Itmar also.
That's correct. Both reasons are true. Exactly. But he didn't want to stop after that.
Right. You want to really understand it.
We really understand it. But it's a very abstract, you see how abstract the Rambam is. In terms of the concept of the Ibud Lishma, depends on whether the Gvil plays a role of Laman Yamdu Riyam and Rabbim on the Ksav. So it's not a practical thing, Laman Yamdu Riyam Rabbim. Like you think at first sight, when you look at that first tshuva, it sounds like a very shallow answer. He's giving a reason. But you see in the second tshuva, you see clearly that it's a halachic, abstract halachic concept. Very fortunate to have both tshuvas. You have to learn tshuvas Rambam. Because if you only had the first one, you would think he's just saying like a tamei mitzvah or something.
Right.
That's all I wanted to add. Salacha Niksav. See, my first move was it's a separate Kedusha Skiyum. But what I didn't like about that is that you're adding a new Kedusha. It's like you see, it's like it's not Occam's razor. It's not unified. You know what I mean? What kind of Kedusha is that? So the Rambam in the second Shuvah ties the cloth into the Ksav. That's the right way to go.